This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio Ignition. Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
The reason I race is to get the chicks. You know what I mean?
NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, sports cars, and NHRA drag racing.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, WFO rocks.
WFO Radio is total motorsports.
It's just so cool.
Fasten your seatbelts, fire up the ignition, and drop the hammer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. What's up, everybody? If you're one of those iHeartRadio listeners, I'm going after you early and often. I spent a little time on the Race Day Nation app, which is kind of cool, and a big aggregation and collection of motorsports shows, and it's one after the next, and they all have very long opens, and everybody gets into their normal thing, and I am directly going right at you, listeners. Hey, check all the WFO stuff. We want you. Like Uncle Sam, we want you. Giovanni in Miami, welcome to the program. How are you?
I am wonderful.
You are wonderful. You are set. You are ready to rock.
I am ready.
You got all kinds of grade A+ material for this program?
Like always.
Oh, well then. I don't know what to think about that. Now, I know what everybody is thinking out there. The first-time listener is like, why did I click on this link? What is the meaning of all of this? And the long-time listener is, they probably have a general idea of where I'm going. And everybody wants to know how long it's going to take, Gio, for this week's program to become derailed. I've opened the phone.
It sounds like it could happen instantly now.
It could. Well, no, the Skype line is open. I opened the phone early for various reasons. Because we're going to take some phone calls. We're going to open it up. Who knows when they're going to call in, if they're going to call in, or why they're going to call in. We don't know any of these. We have the Duck Commander 500. Maybe they want to talk about the Duck Commander.
Quack, 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 quack,
maybe,
quack.
Maybe. Great race. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. I was listening to Dale Jr. I felt like he had a good shot to win. He did not win. Jimmy Johnson won, which means Tommy Noodles has picked a winner twice in a row. Back-to-back Tommy. You could hear the crickets right there. That would have been a good spot for to throw the crickets in. Now, why? What's the problem? Tommy Noodles is on fire in Fuego. This guy is just—he's launching rockets out there. And you're—oh man, there you go. There it is. Listen, the Meerkast is ongoing on WFO Radio's Meerkat channel. And if you're listening to the podcast version of the show, the time shifted show that everybody listens to, that is the core bedrock of WFO Radio, people listening around the world, whenever they feel like it, they know that we have been experimenting with Meerkasting, which is Meerkat, this live streaming app technology. On this particular show, we're Meerkasting, and I'm acknowledging them for the first time. Hey, Meerkasters, Meerkats, their heads are poking up. I finally understand. I truly get what Meerkat is all about. When they pop on there with that little hole, it's like a meerkat poking its head out of a hole.
Like a prairie dog.
No, like a meerkat. But a prairie dog. Prairie dog in it. I get your analogy. I get it. But it has now truly become a supplement to the program. And every week we're trying to evolve it. Like this week you may notice that the lighting is not like burning down on me like the sun. And you can actually tell I have a face and eyes and stuff. That's a new...
You don't look as pasty white.
Pasty, sickly white as that. Also, I did spend a little time at the beach. But we have got a lot of different things that are flying around now. We're juggling a lot of stuff. We're spinning plates. It's like a paper Olympics. See who gets that. But we did have some fun. NASCAR, we had Formula One, Lewis Hamilton, Lewis.
Tell Lewis to speed up.
Lewis and Nico and Vettel. It pretty much went exactly as I said it would. And as a Ferrari fan, I can tell you I'm satisfied. They did exactly what I wanted them to do, which is cut the massive lead in half. That's progress. How can you be upset at progress? We'll get into that. IndyCar, Enola, down there in Louisiana, in the bayou, where we got a lot of people down there. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say...
What do you mean? It was raining as well, and it looked like there was a bunch of pileups because of
that. There was, but I didn't find it to be exciting, and I don't know why. I'm not the kind of person that's going to come on here and just say that everything is exciting because it was a race and we talk about racing. This was exciting and that was exciting. And I was watching and trying to get into it. And it had no competition because there was a NASCAR race on Saturday. And I just was not feeling it. I don't know why. Maybe the rain. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. But Hinchtown, love that guy. So the result is cool. Now, if you're listening to the Meerkast and you're watching us as we do our WFO thing, here's what we want to do, okay? I want all of you out there to feel like you're part of the show and know that you have the very unique ability to interact with the show live. Now, when we send out the bat signal that the show, the phones are open, you know, some people get it and they don't really know exactly, but at least we can get some other people connected to what we're talking about. But with the Meerkast now, as a supplement to what we're doing, when I say call 954-889-6796, someone can do it. And that's new. Also, we want to try to spread this thing out. We need to get it wild and WFO radio and spread it and shred it and all of these things. If you're on Meerkat, Giovanni?
Yes.
Are we on the front page of Meer? How do we get to just regular Meerkatters who don't know us?
I think it just pops up there on your stream.
Like all these people that we
like
don't know.
Like the ones that we don't know that are just there when I open the app.
Like the guy on the Empire State Building the other day. That's
yes,
you.
Jeff.
Jeff, look at you. See, you. That's the thing. It's so crazy. You become on a first-name basis with these people. You get to know them. Like, do you remember last week, everybody, that judge guy?
Yeah, Alan.
Alan? Well, Alan started to Meerkat the other day, and I went on there and as WFO Radio with this current avatar, and he freaked out. He was
but
super
the same
excited.
Way he found us and some of the other guys like HBE1.
Yes, HBE1.
The musician
of course,
guy.
HBE1. I know that guy. See, that's not really true. You know, there's a lot of them. What we're going to see happen eventually is Meerkat is going to become...
Well, there's a lot of people on here now. Here, let me go.
Well, they're going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be overwhelmed. We're the early adopters.
It's the usuals.
Yeah.
Plus a couple here whom I don't recognize at all.
Well, hopefully the usuals will do a good job of seeing that there are new people on there who are unfamiliar with the program and do some stuff to court them and also interact with the show using your text and social media capabilities. And you know what I'm going to do?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give away something on the program.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going back to old school radio days.
Isn't that crazy?
A giveaway.
I'm going to give away a shirt.
To the what? To the 69th caller?
To the 100th person on Meerkat. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But listen, the on-demand audience is going to become very angry at us because we are focusing too much on this live streaming thing. And last week, I thought that we had totally destroyed the show. I felt like it was a problem, and it wasn't. And if you're listening on Stitcher, and you're listening on TuneIn, and you're listening on iHeartRadio, and you're listening on iTunes, any one of these things that you might be listening to us on, you're listening on demand, you have to realize that at some point, we record this deal. And we never wanted to live stream since the passing of our great friend Eric, because it was a huge hassle. A big hassle, the live streaming. And this is new technology, and it's very disruptive. Very disruptive. Look at that. Someone is calling on the WFO line. Let's go right to him. WFO, you're on the air. Hello.
What's up, Joe? Jay Selig here.
Is this,
how are you, sir?
Oh, it's the Jay Selig. You have got, like, the first caller spot locked in. You're very, very aggressive. I love it. What do you got here, Jay Selig? Why are you not going to the Grand Prix of Long Beach? What's going on with that?
Work called, you know, but you realize, you know, there's more important things in life than a race sometimes, you know, but there are going to be other IndyCar races and other drag races to go to, so it's not that big of a deal, you know. I'll be back the following year, don't worry.
I can't help but love your silver lining there, but it doesn't sound like you believe what you're saying. It sounds like you really are kind of bummed that you can't go.
Oh, no, Joe, not at all. You know, I've experienced so many memories as a child and in the adult years.
And in the adult years.
It would take practically almost the whole show to go over
which ones are my absolute favorite movies from the 40 years I've been there in Long Beach.
Oh, that is very, that is, that's one I'd love to go see. It's, as it returns to prominence. Hey, Meerkat people, can you hear the Jay Selig loud and clear? That'll be interesting. Can you hear the Jay Selig loud and clear, you know, our callers? Because I've got this thing worked out, and it should be perfect this week. It's, you know, evolutionist stuff. So, Jay Selig, you were unable to pick the victors in Vegas. Your one-week streak comes to an end. What's up with that?
Well, you know, sometimes things just don't go your way, you know. It's a pretty hot day out there in Vegas. And I was hoping the U.S. Army boys would step up, but Morgan Lucas, we driver Richie Captain, his crew chief Aaron Brooks, and the boys over there at Lucas Oil stepped up and were able to take advantage when they did. They got the win. God bless them.
Isn't that the truth? I thought Richie was great on Nitro. I don't know if you heard Nitro yet. But
I haven't had a chance to hear the podcast. I'll have to listen to it tomorrow, but definitely I'll be checking it out for sure, Joe.
Richie was great. The whole show was just spectacular, but Richie was great, and what is interesting to me is that he is still just a super fan of the sport who happens to be out there racing against Larry Dixon in the final round, and you know, he's appreciating every minute of it.
Oh, sure, yeah, you know. Going up against one of the greats in the sport, Larry Dixon.
Jay Selig is very low.
I actually made an adjustment.
Oh, okay.
Since that happened, I have adjusted. So maybe the Jay Selig's sound will go up. We will test.
All right. Well,
test. You what?
Have him speak.
Everything.
Jay Selig.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we got a huge audience of people out there in the world that are racing fans, and many of them are in the industry. And a lot of them, you know, they work for TV networks, and they listen to WFO Radio to find out lots of inside stuff. So I'm going to ask you to sing the alphabet song right now for a second, okay, so we can set your levels. Can you do that, please?
Right. Oh, Joe, I don't know. I don't have much of a voice, but I'll try.
Okay, go ahead. Jay Selig singing the alphabet song. Here we go. Take it away.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O W F O radio. How's that sound, Joe?
Oh my God! Academy Awards stuff or a Grammy, one or the other. That was great. All right, Jay. Thank you for helping us with our audio test. That was excellent.
No problem, Joe.
All
take
right, Jay.
Take care. Have a good week.
Take care. There it is. So how'd that go? Jay Selig, you got to give this guy credit for being a team player and singing the alphabet song. I don't think you would have done that.
Well, I would have done something. I would have spoken. I agree. I would not have sang the alphabet song.
No, I know that.
But he could have been louder. It was definitely better. Audio was pumping through last week. I don't know what you did this week.
Well, I've got it. Nothing. It's a work in progress.
But all right.
I have the earbud pointed right into the speaker.
Well, bottom line is we'll figure it out as soon as somebody else calls.
Well, I think I might have improved it. I see one of our listeners is saying that it's actually better. What's up, Meerkat? Retweet. We need to figure out how we're going to give away the shirt. That's the real thing. So we're going to figure out how we're going to give away this stuff, giving away things on the Meerkast for people to do something. They obviously have to do something if we give away a shirt. Like maybe if we can reach 50 people, we'll give away the shirt. Like a target, you know, like the thermometer, like when you're in the sales biz and you have that thermometer on the wall where they're trying to get you to reach a goal and the line is here and then the line is here and then the line is here and when you get there, everybody gets a TV.
Everybody
right?
doesn't get anything.
Like Glengarry, you know, the
coffee's
for closers.
Second place is a set of steak knives.
Get the chalk. Put me on the Cadillac board.
I need the good leads, man.
The Glengarry leads. Oh, man. So Jimmy Johnson wins the race. The Duck Commander 500.
Quack, 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 quack.
Double J had a very strong car, led 128 laps, wins the race. Do we have audio from Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, we played the press conference on Monday. I posted it for everyone.
You did not cut out the audio for the audience here on the Ignition Show? What if they don't want to listen to the full press conference on Monday? What if they want, what happened? What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get ham, sometimes you get the bone.
Well, that's real disappointing. I've been looking forward to hearing the Jimmy Johnson audio clip all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had a fast car, got around Kevin Harvick there at the end, and I want to thank, what's his name, Chad, for being such a great crew chief, for not getting caught cheating on the tires like the 31 team. And that's it. I rule. I am the greatest. I will be winning championship number 7 this year, and everybody can kiss my rings.
Thank you very much, Jimmy Johnson. There you have it. That was good, Gio. You did the voice. That's good enough. Kevin Harvick was second. Dale Earnhardt Jr. third. Joey Logano fourth. Brad Keselowski was fifth. How about that for rock stars of the sport top five? Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, Dale Jr., Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski. Let's analyze it another level.
No, that's a...
Let's go one level deeper. Hendrick, Penske. Now, don't tell me Harvick is Stuart Haas, because that's just Hendrick equipment. That's what I'm saying. I'm turning in terms of the equipment. So the two dominant teams from the past couple of years continue. On the mile-and-a-half programs, they've clearly got it just locked down. Jamie McMurray is sixth. Seventh, Jeff Gordon, who did a fine job, the reports say, on his Xfinity race color commentary. Case Kane was eighth, Martin Truex Jr. ninth, and Carl Edwards 10th. Denny Hamlin 11th, Ryan Newman 12th. Ryan Newman, you mentioned that it is now a level 2 penalty.
No, that wasn't Newman. No? That was a 33 team. Newman,
oh my God.
His appeal will be heard this week.
The appeal going to be heard this week. David Ragan 13th, Kurt Busch 14th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the boyfriend, 15th, finishing one position ahead of Danica and is thus not looking at her rear end. The drivers that are looking at Danica's rear end are Greg Biffle, Trevor Bayne, Eric Almirola, Austin Dillon, A.J. Allmendinger, Clint Bowyer, Matt Kenseth, 23rd, Tony Stewart, 24th. What's up with that? Well... So loud, though. It's like the giant cricket is on top of my head. It's like a Godzilla cricket. There it is. This could be the end of Tony Stewart. I know I'm mocking you just because he's your driver, and at some level it's got to hurt you to watch your driver wither away to nothing. But if he hates the rules package, genuinely, it's going to be hard for him to come back. You know my feeling about that. You got to love something to be good at it. And even if you hate it, you got to learn to love it. To be good at it, like plate racing. All those guys that go out there like, I hate that. Well, that means you're not going to be good. You have to embrace it. You have to
road courses.
Embrace the road courses. If you go into a road course thinking, oh my God, I hate it, I'm going to lose, I'm horrible at this, you're definitely going to be horrible at it. You got to learn to love it. Kyle Larson, 25th. Sam Hornish Jr., 26th. Casey Mears, 27th. David Gilliland, 28th. Brent Moffitt, 29th. Man, I am so frightened to look at my fantasy scores. I know they're terrible. Chris Buescher, 30th. Michael McDowell, 31st. 32nd. Landon Castle, 33rd. Alex Bowman. Matt DiBenedetto, 34th. After Alex Bowman. Cole Witt, Mike Bliss, Alex Kennedy, Josh Wise, Justin Allgaier, Michael Annette, Paul Menard, Ryan Blaney, and J.J. Yaley rounding out the field. You know, they really could make it a 20-car field.
25 for sure.
They could definitely make it a 25 to 30 car field.
Yeah, 30 is a good number. It would make it much more interesting. At least there'd be cars. It would make qualifying interesting.
Well, we're just turning the sport upside down, but I wonder, can we add up? Can you do that? How much money 30th through 43rd won? Like, is it a lot? If you redistributed that back through the top 30?
Whoa, slow down.
You got an hour till the tools. You can do it.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What?
Why are you playing around with the prize money?
Well, what I'm saying is...
No, I know what you're saying.
All those guys that... You know, it's horrible to say. It really is. It's attacking the young, up-and-coming people in the sport. Is what it is. These guys are all gaining experience, and they all have an opportunity to prove themselves, and it's very NASCAR to have an entry level to the big time. So I need to retract my opinion there.
Yeah, you see? But yeah, even NASCAR totally knows that. Only remember when they had the top 35 in points? So they know really that some of those spots at the back are...
Some of them. But I'm just... I marvel at how...
But there is a decent amount of money just looking from, say, 36 through 43... When you add up, you know, 92, 91, 84, 88.
What did last place get?
64,840. So 65 grand.
Wow. It's a big numbers, man. You wanna do a fun comparison, though? Why don't you look up last place in NASCAR and then look at last place in the Masters.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but it's almost crazy. Unfair, but there's so many more people that play. Like, you know, the Masters, how many guys was it, like 100?
Yeah. But look it up. I bet you it's more than 60,000. If you made the cut, of course. It'll be interesting to see. So we got a lot going on. We're going to do the fantasy results, Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy. We're going to continue with our Meerkast. Oh, no, we're down to 9. It's because I'm ignoring them. They like me to look right at them. Down to 9. And that's what I don't understand is that, okay, well, this is all of a sudden. We lost 2 people. Oh, my God. What do we do? But the real answer is we got Bristol, baby. We're going to get into that. Kyle Busch has spoken out. Jeff Gordon's got a Penn State-themed paint scheme that he's going to be rocking this weekend. So we got all kinds of good stuff to get into, plus Formula One, little NHRA drag racing in Vegas. Did anybody hit the race? We're going to hear from Tommy Noodles. He's going to talk about picking number one. We're going to open the phones. We're going to do that after the break. We got it all going on. So stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun on this program. Some CEO guy basically gave everybody in his workplace a raise to $70,000. It's all over the news. It's all everybody's talking about. It's outrageous.
Hey, you'd be shocked. I just pulled up the Masters stuff, and we'll talk about it later, but it's surprising that it's not as great as you think.
Not as great as I think?
Now, the total prize was $10 million.
Right.
But here, 50th got 25-2.
50th?
Yeah.
What did 43rd get?
37,000. So he got less. He got almost half.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah, and the remainder of the professionals from 50th on down were received cash prizes ranging from $24,600, depending on the score down. I'd say roughly $600 to $800 less per spot.
Per spot. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, of course, a golfer just shows up with his clubs and himself, as opposed to a race team shows up with a million-dollar hauler and $1 million of parts and a $300,000 race car and a lot of different equipment to win that $30,000 or whatever it is. But still, there's something to it. What did the winner get?
1.8. Yeah, no, that's big. He got, if it's 10 million, he got, you know, almost.
What did the winner 20%? Of the Daytona 500 get? I don't expect you to have that right off the top of your head, right? Like, I wonder what that comparison, because that's pretty big, man. Those are big jumps. It wasn't long ago that the PGA Tour numbers just absolutely dwarfed the NASCAR numbers, and we're talking about the biggest event here. You know, the Masters is as big as it gets. So
yeah.
That's kind of an interesting thing. Let's score that out. Maybe it tells us a little something about having this monster television contract. So we've got all that to come, and we will have a good time doing it.
1.5 mil for Joey. Joy.
Joy.
But you see, look, Harvick got 1.1, and Junior got 857 for coming in third.
That's good. We got $50 to win at a dirt track, says someone. 23,000 was last place for the Masters, says Brian in Louisiana, as the audience realized they can play radio producer.
Dude.
I know. One of the things...
Why are we taking more advantage of this?
Oh, man. I feel so bad for the people that are tuning in to hear, like, hard-level NASCAR
analysis.
There's
a million of those kind of
they're
sports
shows. They're
on iHeart
Radio. They're demanding nuts and bolts and wedge. And
do you think that they made the proper call to pit by going to 4 tires or 2 tires? You think... Get out of here with that. We talk about things that happened. All right?
Yeah.
We don't second guess over here whether he should. Well, we do second guess whether he should have taken 2 or 4, but only when it's relevant.
It is. And then eventually, it turns out to be wrong anyway. But we'll get into all that. We're going to have a lot of fun on this program, of course. You can help the show by retweeting, by getting on there and telling everybody, hey, they're on, and by spreading around the program afterwards. We did something new today with SoundCloud. We had a WFO meeting earlier on with listeners, and we put SoundCloud out there, and we put some highlights of the interviews with Erica Ender Stevens and Richie Crampton and John Force out on SoundCloud through our Twitter, and I think it went pretty well. Hopefully they're bouncing around. Hopefully people realize you got to retweet. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to, but we would love for you to retweet the audio clips. Hey, listen to this. This is something you might enjoy. I think you're really going to like it. And that's how the show gets out there. in addition to our already diehard fan base, who they are racers, they are race fans, they are business owners, they have big aspirations, and right now the timing is right to make a move out there. We had Larry Spiegel on the other day from Spiegel and Utrera PA, and he said right now that there are so many people that are selling their businesses. They've been through the economic crash, and they have been through a lifetime of challenges, and now they're ready to retire, and they have a business. And what are they going to do with it? They're going to sell it, and maybe you're going to buy it. Is it right for you? What do you do? Who do you turn to? How do you know? Well, this is where I have to tell you, folks, that I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA. You know that a lot goes into every successful racing-related business, and whether it be a marketing expert or a mechanic or a PR rep or whatever, advertiser relationships, when it comes to building these relationships, sound legal advice may help you avoid costly mistakes. You don't want to do something, and then you get, oh, big mistake, and next thing you know, you're out of business. Well, Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist with tough legal and business questions at crucial times that may help you avoid those mistakes. It's a really cool service, and right now, from New York to L.A. to Chicago to Miami and all points in between, WFO Radio listeners, you can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. Here's how to get it. It's really cool. Go to WFOradio.com. That is our website. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad that says AmeriLawyer.com, free legal advice, no obligation, no credit card. Click it. Click it. And enter your email address and information. WFO Radio listeners get a 30-day free membership. And what does that mean? Well, you get the Entrepreneur's Alert printed newsletter sent to your home, membership card. There's an 800 number for you to call if you want to ask questions about how to buy or sell a business, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses. See, that triggers a bell right there, it being tax day. Think about it. You got a business, you got a race team, you're trying to put all that together and figure it out. How to do it? What's the best way to do it? What kind of entity do you need to take advantage of all the possibilities out there? Tips on leasing a business location, whether retail or office or warehouse or industrial. Leasing versus buying options, real estate, creation of business entities, your LLC, drafting contracts, legal documents. They do it all, and they are big supporters of WFO Radio. So go to WFOradio.com, click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad. It's on the right-hand side, and enter your information. No credit card required, no obligation for anything. You just get a free 30-day membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club, which means General Counsel, which means you have it, it's a club. When you're a member, you have access to General Counsel, the General Counsel Club. See how that works? Look, knowledge is power. Knowing that Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club is just one phone call away may give you the confidence to succeed during the day and rest well at night. Do it now. We'll be back after this with more WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO store to order yours today.
Hey everybody, Joe here, and I hereby decree on behalf of the WFO universe, the winter is over, which means it's time to grill. Get yourself some Rodax Coffee and Grills.com barbecue spice rub, hot sauce, and of course, incredible coffee. They've got the WFO radio blend, they've got the Bang the Blower, they've got the exotics. It's all roasted fresh per your order, representing the top 5% of coffee throughout the world. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give Marvin a call. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Dixon. You know, there's more to racing than pushing a top-fuel dragster down the track at over 325 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds. Like in any business, it takes careful planning and hard work. YourVelocity.com provides the tools and information you need to effectively start, grow, and run a successful business. I'm excited to work with Velocity, not only as a spokesperson, but as a client. So don't spin your wheels. Visit YourVelocity.com today.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
You got to put the quick rejoin right there at the first one, huh? Right there, man. You keep me on my toes. My goodness. That's fine. Welcome back to WFO Radio Ignition. Joe Costello here with you, along with our merry bunch of racing fans, as we are getting on it, as we get ready. Now, we'll get into the Fantasy League situation momentarily. Now, you're telling me that Rich of the Dirty Hippies has not participated yet? He has not? Because he was going to make a huge apology to the audience for last week, his discretions. It was kind of bad.
Yeah, well, I know he has not made it yet, and he said that I told him what time, roughly between 6 and 6.30, that we would be doing this, and he said that he thought he could make it. Let me reach out to the...
Yeah, you're going to have to do the texting, because my phone unit is currently being used right now.
I see that.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I have yet to open the phone lines, so I'm going to officially open the phone lines with a push notification, and I'm going to show everybody the power of this fully operational battle station. We're logging into our App Burst dashboard and sending a push notification out to every... This is why you have to get the WFO Radio app no matter what.
That's right. So you could get the push. So you could get the notice of what's going on at the proper time.
Yeah,
when it is going on.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So that you could do it live. Do it live, man. Do it live.
Here we go. Boom. Now, regarding Formula One, I feel like it was a good race.
Yeah, I didn't expect anything different. I mean, I would have been shocked if we had had the kind of won another race and had something for them in this speed track. That would have been shocking. I would have been more surprised by that than to know that we just cut the distance between Mercedes and the rest of the field. But a good running. I mean, finished third and fourth. Three races, three podiums for Vettel.
That's the stat right there.
Second in the championship.
That is the stat right there. Could he get second in the championship? And Ferrari needs to be second in the constructors. Simple as that.
Yeah, that would be a little tougher, but...
Second.
Yeah, because that involves both cars having to finish...
Yeah.
Like, Kimi would have to be able to have some good finishes and beat Nico, too, at some point, to finish second. Oh, no, I guess, no, you're right. Second in the constructors should not be a problem. Sorry, I was thinking in the championship overall.
No, I understand what you're thinking. And for Vettel to finish second in the driver's championship will be really tough. But it's possible. For them to finish in the second in the constructors is very possible. I don't see another team out there that is dominant. Lewis Hamilton wins the race. Nico was second. 0.7. What they see, the times don't even matter because there was that late safety car.
Yeah, that was...
Vettel was third and on the podium, and Kimi Raikkonen fourth. So and Felipe Massa and Valtteri Bottas fifth and sixth. So you basically got Mercedes, Ferrari, Williams. Everyone is kind of shaping up into what they really are. Then Roman Grosjean and Felipe Nasr, Daniel Ricciardo ninth, and tenth Marcus Ericsson. What has happened to Red Bull? They're just terrible. The wheels have literally come off that team. If you're a Red Bull fan, and they are really and truly, legitimately bellyaching about pulling out of the sport.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm sure that's just them trying to get to be heard. But my goodness, they just won four championships in a row.
Yes.
And they're going to bellyache.
And they're going to whine. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, a couple other things I want to mention here. We're getting a little deep into the show. I haven't promoted everything that is happening. We're going to have Chuck Weber on. You'd be like, who's Chuck Weber? If you go to winacharger.com or winamopar.com, doing all these pre-shows and post-shows with the various Meerkat and Periscope audiences in addition to our own WFO radio audience. Sometimes I am lose track of which one I actually promoted something on. And earlier in our pre-show meeting that we did, I mentioned to everybody that if they would like to win a 1973 Dodge Charger that has been restored to look exactly like Richard Petty's 1973 Daytona 500 winning car, you have a chance to do it. Chuck Weber is going to be on the show next segment, and he is going to tell us all about it, and they're doing it for charity. This is what they do. They decided, him and a good friend of his, a business partner, like, we're going to build these cars, we're going to donate them to the Victory Junction Gang Camp, and we're going to auction them off for whatever we can do and do it. Tickets are like $10. And you have a chance to win a Charger, and the drawing is in July. And it's going to be at, I believe, the Sonoma NASCAR race. I'm giving you all the information that he's going to tell us about. But that's coming up on the show, since we got into the Formula One thing. I know that Rich often gets into the Formula One thing as well. So we got Bristol, baby. Bristol this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, the spring Bristol race.
I'm wondering what we'll see there. As you know, it's constantly a new Bristol.
Every time we go, it's a new Bristol.
For the past couple of years, and we really don't know what to expect. Did they bring back, when they wiped out those high grooves, did they bring back some of the Bristol that we love? Some of the pressure cooker. With the high grooves, they were able to let the steam out, and drivers never got annoyed. Now they just went up high. And so when they wiped those grooves out of there, they took all the pressure out and kind of got people irritated with Bristol. But they've been bringing it back. So I have no analysis on Bristol. Like, I don't know what we're going to see. I don't have a frame of reference. It's not the track that we knew. It's not the track that they recently changed it into.
No, and no one is as dominant as they once were. There's been six different winners in the last six races at Bristol, which is kind of a little bit shocking when you think about the fact that we had runs where Brad Kay won a couple, Kyle Busch won a few in a row. Even Kurt was the king of Bristol before Kyle took over.
Yes.
But yeah, in the last six races, which is the last 3 years, there's been six different winners. So that's kind of, that just goes to show how they have changed the track.
Absolutely. So the push went out. Danica at Bristol, if Denny doesn't wreck her. I like you, Danny. Yeah, that was one of the best things we did. The tweets are coming in. Hey, Adam Rhodes received his WFO Radio Care Pack. That's kind of cool. And tweeted it out. Send some stickers to Adam Rhodes, world champion tuner for Chris Demke, who was on the show not long ago. And we will retweet that. That is awesome. And, you know, the WFO shirts are out there. Getting out there. Flashover Racing doing a good job. And what's cool is that we, you know, we have direct interaction now. What did you think of Jake Metternich on the Nitro show? Kid in the Junior Dragster.
Like I said, I had the mixed feelings. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that the kid was on and all that, but, you know.
No, I don't know. What do you... Whoa, what?
About minors being on the show.
You don't like the idea of working with children or
no,
animals?
No children, no animals around.
And now we're working for...
The work environment.
Really, you say that. That's... I tend to agree. But this kid is a race car driver.
No, he is, but I'm just saying there could be an issue with the minors listening. That's it. Not an issue, but, you know, then at that point we have to be completely family-friendly.
I think we are family-friendly.
Mostly.
This is a family-friendly show.
You know, we have the ins and outs and the double entendres all the time.
Always. We have them. We talked about them a little bit earlier in the day. And kind of interesting how it goes, but I got the word from everybody that basically says, do your thing. Continue to do it. The double entendre... The F in WFO stands for fast, among other things. So we got that. All right, you ready to get into some fantasy results? Are we going to just save Rich for the telltale end?
Yeah, no, that's it. If he has not responded, so maybe he's still in one of the dungeons and the meetings over there.
He's selling cars, man. He's making moves. He's selling cars. Making it happen.
Well, no, I know for sure he's not actually selling cars right now. He's in kind of meetings with the suits and stuff.
Oh, well, we've got a major problem.
Okay.
The fantasy results are not up.
Wow.
Wow.
That's highly unexpected.
Wow, shocking. Shocking moments here on WFO Radio. Shocking. I don't even know how to react. We're going to have to, guys. I know Patrick, the webmaster, was making plans to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to get it up. He's trying to get it up. Hey, look, we got a call in the, came in yesterday. You want to check and see what it was?
Oh, anything you want. It's for the Nitro show, but go ahead.
Hey,
oh.
Joe. My name's Jay Bird. Relatively new listener. Great stuff. I drive an 18-wheeler, so it's nice to be able to knock a couple of hours out of my day. And, yeah, I learned a lot of stuff listening to the show, so right on about that. WFO rocks. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the point system. This is just my opinion. I think the countdown sucks. I think they need to get rid of that. That's a NASCAR thing. It's not NASCAR.
Oh, man, look at this. Phone's coming in, and I guess it cuts off a message. It cuts people off if you're in mid-message for a live phone call, which makes perfect sense. Who's out there on the WFO line?
This is Bobby Graham.
This is Bobby Graham down in the bayou. What's up, Bobby Graham? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm figured I'd try to call as quick as I could. I got a rainstorm coming, so I'm going to lose signal before long.
It's all about losing the signal with you down in the bayou. You live by that signal.
Well, when you live in the woods, you got to get out every now and then, but you're just totally alone when you're by yourself.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So they got you on Meerkat. They're dragging you into all this stuff. You're in the fantasy league now. You're doing all kinds of stuff. What do you think of the Meerkat thing?
Dude, y'all have got me doing stuff I've never thought about doing. The Meerkat works great. My only problem is I'm on an Android, and I cannot tweet and stay on Meerkat at the same time. It won't let me double function. So if I leave Meerkat to try to tweet, it kicks it off.
Oh, I see.
But I'm waiting on the app to get. I'm sure somebody's going to write the app for Android before long. But I like it. I actually like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's the future of everything. It's going to cure cancer.
Well, let's hope so.
Certainly, yeah. Certainly. Got anything on the racing front?
On the racing front? Other than I'm just totally blew it last week with the Fantasy League, both of my C drivers weren't even in the race.
Oh, yeah. That
oh, you forgot to set
you
team.
Forgot to set your team from the previous week.
Actually, I set my team, but I set it a week early, oh. And I didn't go pack.
Well,
so I'm learning I have to stay on top of this.
Yes. Listen, first of all, it's your first year. There's a whole learning curve that you'll realize you got to be up on it. If you want a chance to legitimately win, you have to be serious about it because other people are. And that means never forgetting to set your team, which I already have done one time. So,
oh, I can see that already. Being an old man is harder with this CRS. It is hard to stay on top of all this stuff.
Yeah. But see, I know what CRS is. I got it. You got to set reminders in your phone, though. But if you do, it's so worth it. Like, once you get down to the wire and there's only a few weeks to go and you're in the top 20 and you're in the top 10 and the races matter so much more, it's very similar to gambling with cash, except I think it's even more intense because, you know, you get your name on the trophy.
I'm having fun. I really am. I'm having fun with it.
Excellent.
It's getting me more involved in it. I know that.
Well, that's you will learn who to hate in the NASCAR world is really what it is. You might not make you like anyone anymore, but it will definitely make you hate a couple of people.
Yeah. Well, are you, the Meerkat is great. Are you going to try Periscope tonight?
I don't know. I don't know. I got 11 people on the Meerkast right now, and part of me feels like, should we dump them, you know, and go to Periscope? But the other part of me feels like, okay, we've maxed out at 11 with Meerkat right now. That's it. We got 11 hardcore WFO listeners. They're on Meerkat. They're watching now. They've tried to signal their friends, and we've produced now 12 people with Geo on there. What will happen if we sign in with Periscope? Do you recommend we try it? Should we try it?
No. I would not with the hardcore people on there. I think that's great, and leave it alone. I'm going to try Periscope later tonight and see if I can do what I want to do, text and all. But it seemed the other night, John Force was using Periscope, and it seemed to work pretty good.
Good.
There, but
I'm glad someone in the NHL. Okay, so Bobby Graham, basically, if I got this right, you say dump everybody on Meerkat and switch to Periscope right now to see if it works, correct?
Oh, Lord. You're going to have me on Twitter to apologize to everybody.
All right, Bobby. We're going to give it a try. All right, Bobby Graham, thank you.
All right, WFO, guys.
WFO. Later. There goes Bobby Graham. There's a whole bunch going on. What is happening with you? Are you having an attack? You're like, you're dying over there.
I'm not dying. I just sneezed and, you know, that's it.
You're sneezing, but you're like six or seven in a row now.
No, that was not. That was one sneeze.
One sneeze.
That's it.
It's like you sneeze. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's out of control.
And look, Bobby was low. It's like I told you that.
Well, I've got it. You know, the answer is I have it. Everything cranked.
All right.
Like, there's only a couple of things that I can do. Like, I can do this, you know, but that kills me and Geo. Like, I, you know, I got that. Is that better?
No, it's not. That
turn
one,
it up.
It was
and
the Bobby one, maybe next time.
It's all, that one's all already cranked. That's on my main mix is, like, pumped. And that's as big as it can get. So, but that's out of control what I just did. So, Bobby Graham says we need to dump all y'all and try it again on Periscope. I'm up for it. So we're going to do that in the commercial break and test the Periscope. The record is 12 with Meerkat right now, counting Geo.
No, I saw like 13 or 14 at one point.
But last week, you know, people are at work. Another thing is like they get off work and they're retweeting. You can only retweet once. Like, hey, watch these guys. And that's it. We got to try to, what do we have to do here show-wise? We have to make our picks. We have no Bob Smith. You're going to have to be in charge of Bob Smith. You're going to have to be in charge of getting Rich York.
Okay, I was told.
And we have no fantasy results
either. Fantasy results were supposed to be up, and they're working on it. They're checking it because they should have been up. So apparently there's some. They're up. Fantasy results are up. I am just receiving text notification from the hippie, and I will let you know what he says.
Okay, well, the fantasy results are up now, so I got them. Here
the
they
results
are
coming up, at you. And the hippie is available in 10.
Okay. Well, so, it is what it is. We're just going to have to wait. Tell them to call in 10, and we're going to have to do some magic. Some radio magic here, folks. And all you people out there, Steve the Trucker is like, no, don't dump us. You have Periscope too, right? Everyone should have Periscope too. It's owned by Twitter. They're pushing it. Here are the fantasy results in the WFO Radio Fantasy League, week 7, following the Duck Commander 500.
Quack, quack, quack,
Thank
quack,
you very
quack.
Much. The weekly winner, Junior 2448 with 350 points, followed by Vegas Rules. That's Bob Smith.
No way.
Yes. Up in Smoke and Team 14 and James Gang are tied for third, fourth, and fifth.
Well, they're actually tied for third.
Yes. Pavlov's Dogs is then fourth. Even though this
no,
says
he's sixth. That's well, technically he, right because, but they're actually all tied for third. There's a three-way tie for third.
There's a three-way tie for
so
third.
So the next guy in line is sixth.
He's sixth. I have no argument. You're absolutely right.
Right. Look, there's a three-way tie for seventh too.
Mister, where did he come from? The fuel tank gambler and the Aussie battler are all tied for seventh. Colombian Bam Bam and Bull's Wool.
Wow, our friend
ninth.
Down under.
We got two down under people. And
one
you know,
of our friends down under.
Well,
sorry.
Aussie
I'm
Battler.
I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
The Aussie Battler, you would think that he's down under. And Bull's Wool, who gave us these very cool kangaroo stickers. So it doesn't look like we're going to get to 100 people on Meerkat, so I don't have to give away the shirt.
All right.
Yeah. It's not growing the way I thought it would. The most points is Junior 24, 48, 350. The biggest gainer is Bulls Wool. And the biggest loser, oh, man, Bobby's Bug Barn. Wouldn't it have been nice to have that information 2 minutes ago with 215 points down 31? No big deal, though.
Well, he told us that he was stuck with the same drivers because he changed too soon and didn't
realize. C drivers. And now, for the first time, we can test my new system on the fives. You got to help me with this, though.
It's not that difficult, just every...
unless there's a bunch of ties for, like, 17th. The Rumblers are the current leader with 2,187 points. Let
you
me get to the
10,
top 10 first.
All right, but you just go 10, 15, 20. It doesn't matter where the ties are. You still give...
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
The Rumblers. We're going to give the top 10 and then go on the fives, whoever it may be. And that way, Mike, you don't feel left out, Team 14. Who we love and is a great part of the show. It's just, you know, I skipped him. What are you going to do? Up in Smoke is second. Big Mike, third. And it remains static at the top. Rich and Saugus is fourth, up three to get into the top five. You got to give it to Rich and Saugus. He's always near the top. He's a good fantasy player. Certified Racing is fifth. Brian in Louisiana is sixth. That's why Brian in Louisiana is all around all the time. And Tennessee Moneyman is seventh. Mr. Where Did He Come From is eighth. Robertson Racing is ninth. The Aussie Battler is 10th, along with Junior 2448, and that's the top 10. Now to 15th is 5...
Wait. You got to say 14.
I don't have to mention fairy dust every week. No, I
you
don't.
You fairy.
Yeah, you do.
It's just because of the sound effect?
Absolutely.
Can we wear that thing out?
No.
You don't think?
No.
Can we wear that out?
You fairy.
The answer is no, we can't wear it out.
Steve the Trucker wants us to do a trivia contest for the WFO shirt. We might do it.
Trivia, huh?
I was hoping we could get the number up on Meerkat to like 1,000. I told you about Snoop Dogg the other day.
I heard you and Snoop Dogg were hanging out.
Me and Snoop Dogg were hanging out. And he was going into the
was
camera.
Was he puffing?
Yes.
So did it feel like, did you get high from like just watching TV with him? I mean, from being on the same Meerkat?
I started to smile. Like, it made me smile. It did.
Talk about secondhand smoke.
I want to get through the fantasy results and tell about this, because I can show people exactly what Snoop Dogg was doing. He was, like clapping, like, doing some sort of soul clap right into it.
Like the golf clap?
Yeah. But he had the music playing, and he had they would call a marijuana cigarette. In his left hand.
I think it's called a joint.
No, well, to people who, you know, this is that family show we were talking about. Remember all the kids out there. Anyway, point is, this is Snoop Dogg here, folks, and he's got the thing in his hand, and he's going, yeah, uh-huh, oh yeah, uh-huh, doing his thing. Of course, it sounded a lot cooler because it was Snoop Dogg.
Well, because he's got more rhythm than you.
All kinds. Not more rhythm than most regular people. Like, this guy isn't...
Yeah, but specifically
he isn't. Yes. You're comparing me to one of the top musical artists. Of course he's got more rhythm than I do. But this was at 4:30 in the morning, Pacific time, 7:30 here, and I'm thinking, man, it's like me and Snoop Dogg. He had 150 people on there. So I thought we could certainly eclipse that number very easily on WFO, and then I would give away the shirt. Hasn't happened. So Fairy Dust 14th, 5 Can Drive is 15th, 20th is Fuel Tank Gambler, 25th is Kyle Means Petty, who is up 12 positions, one position behind me. I was down 3, so I did not have as terrible a week as I thought I was going to.
Now, just to further derail the show, I got to say, having 10% of the audience of Snoop Dogg, if you judge by how many Twitter followers he's got, I bet we're on a good number there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, look, everybody that's on Meerkat, everyone that listens to this show, everyone that goes out of their way to do something other than flick on their FM radio is doing it for a reason. You've got your FM radio that is there to occupy the minds of the masses. The people who just accept what is given to them, whatever it is. And I think we can pretty much agree that the stuff that they put out on the regular terrestrial radio has devolved into garbage.
Swill.
If you will. Swill. And an area, because I come from that world, not music per se, but talk. Very interesting, exciting, cutting-edge talk radio. That's where we come from. Not just talk radio that is on the edge of anywhere, but like the razor's edge here where we are from. And watching it be taken down and made into vanilla, like the host we used to work with used to say that vanilla is the most popular flavor of ice cream. And that's true. But does anybody say that vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream?
Or their favorite, even though.
Or their favorite, and the answer is no. Vanilla is a term that you use for something that appeals to the masses. But isn't that great? It's just okay. You can get a whole lot better. But when you do that, you narrow the people that are going to get what you're doing. And it's a whole philosophical thing. And so when we went to XM and we did the show on there, thank goodness. I don't have to tell that story. All the stalling, waiting for this guy. Dirty Hippie Report, hello.
Hello, I'm calling from the bottom, looking up at the top.
Oh,
well, we haven't finished giving.
We haven't given all the scores yet, Dirty Hippie.
No listen, need.
What is your
to go
time
any further?
What is your time situation right now? Do you have to do a report really quick? Do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 8 minutes? What's your time situation?
I'm good. I came home special just to help you two clowns out.
All right. Well, let's get to the end. I was just doing this really great diatribe on the failures of terrestrial radio and why things like podcasting and streaming are like in their infancy and becoming something major because the masses are asses, so to speak. But really, more importantly, we were waiting for you. And now that we've got you, let me finish giving the scores. 30th, Intimidator Harley. 35th, No Heartbeat Racing. 40th, see, there's no 40th, Geo, but it would be the Northwest Nitro Fanatics, Los Chincones, and Curling Kit, all tied in that area. 45th is Checkers or Wreckers. 50th is Vegas Rules.
And Woodchuck.
And Woodchuck. What's up, Woodchuck? Just ahead of Aviator Racing. 55th is Mrs. Black Ice.
See, I'll help you out when you need it.
60th is DRT20, Matitude 20, together. Tied for 60th. 65th is the Sacramento Racing Fan and Barbecue Bob. 70th is NAR. 75th is Federal Racing, up 10. Way to go, Federal Racing. Good job. 80th is the Man in Brown, down 12 positions. Just behind Miss Little Low, who sent me a threatening video. Yeah, I received a video. Apparently, Miss Little Low is a young child, young girl, not a young child, but she's a Red Sox fan. And they're a Red Sox family. And when I called them out a little bit as a Yankee fan, she responded with a video, and she's like, oh, you're a Yankee fan, it's on. Well, what's interesting to me is that she has grown up in a world where the Red Sox are not losers for 100 years.
What do you mean?
I know, it's shocking.
I don't buy that. I know. There is no world where the Red Sox weren't losers.
And what I would tell her is to read a history book and realize what the true roots are. There could be a little bit of a shocking nature to that, to finding out that the team is synonymous with loserdom. But that just shows you that there's always the next generation of people, and they're coming on, and they only know their reality. So it'll be kind of interesting. Oh, man, the phones are blowing up. 85th, James Gang. 90th, Elephant Racers. 95th, Bark Dem Tires. And where is the Dirty Hippie? 87th. You're not terrible. You're only down one more position. You didn't have that far to go. And the car acrobatic team continues to be last on the heels of Pugzilla. Pugzilla and BDX Paddy Wagon are trying to escape. And those are your fantasy results. And now it's time for the Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy, live with the only four-time Fantasy League champion, who is also currently 87th in the league, Rich York of the Dirty Hippies.
All right. First of all, I'd like to say the donkey has been shaved. It is clean. I do apologize for last week to Little Low and the curling kid, possibly. I'm not sure. He probably got a kick out of it. Not sure how old he is, but I do like the name.
What about Dear Lord Baby Jesus? Do you apologize to Dear Lord Baby Jesus?
I don't know them.
She?
I don't know her.
She is a wonderful human being. Young girl. She's just kind of emerging onto the adult world, and here you are dropping, like, quasi-profanity on her. Dear Lord Baby Jesus.
You just said asses, like, 5 minutes ago.
I meant like a donkey, like that pulls a cart, like a working animal. That's not, that's what I was talking about.
You know, you realize your show is WFO.
Where the F stands for
fast. I'm sure what the F, people knows what the F stands for.
The F stands for fun.
No one believes that.
Well, that's not my responsibility to tell people what to believe. Let's get on with the report. Your apology is accepted on behalf of all the young children that listen to the program.
All right. Especially, like I said, Curling Kid and Little Low. Those are the two. Other than that, I don't know you. If you want to send me a bio or why I should like you, feel free.
I think I hear some real sincere apologetic nature in Rich's voice. I think it's a good thing, Rich. You've done the right thing here today. That's good.
Well, you gave me such a hard time afterwards. Kind of felt bad. I mean, you almost threatened suspension on me. So
never threaten suspension.
I gotta straighten up, I guess.
Fly right, baby. All right, what's the hippy tippy? Go.
All right. So they're going to Bristol, a little track. Not a lot of downforce. You don't need that. So, Roush, always have good engines. Their cars, not very good the last few years, but they still have Biffle. He's still a good driver. He's going to be good on your plate tracks, and he's also going to be good on at Bristol. He's been good there past few years, so if you want to burn a start on him, it's a good time to do that. And then the Gibbs guys, Carl Edwards and Kenseth, they're always going to run good there. So those are three guys that you're going to want to roll with.
No, and this is the Dirty Hippies, and that's your Fantasy Tippy outro? Like, we don't get that because you're live?
This is the Dirty Hippies, and that was your bottom tip of the week.
Tip of the week. What about Vettel? Were you happy? Were you disappointed? Are you do you feel like things are going in the right direction?
I think he did as well as he could. I'm still trying to figure out if he was kind of laying back there, trying to stay away from the dirty air, and then by the time they wanted to go, it was too late, or they've caught Rosberg. They're certainly not to Hamilton yet, but they've made quite a few nice gains. So they're definitely second best right now, for sure. They just need to find that little extra speed and be back on top. It may take the rest of this year, and they'll just have to kind of take it on the chin and finish second and then go after it next year. I don't know, but at least they're not 30 seconds back. At least they're not where Red Bull's at.
Oh, exactly. That's my analysis exactly. Better than Red Bull, that's all that matters. Just in time for Red Bull.
It is great to see him on the podium every week, though.
Oh, yeah.
So far this year.
No, he's been tremendous. All right, Rich, great job. Thank you very much.
What do you think about Lewis spraying the girl?
See, CGO, he's threatening suspension again. Usually he keeps me on for 20, 25 minutes, I get 3 minutes, and he's cutting me off. I don't think he wants me to say anything.
That's not it.
I figured I'd jump in. I actually have something else.
People on Meerkat are telling me to dump you off. They're saying that you need to go, that you're not entering up.
I actually have some good news to report.
Am I the villain now?
No.
That's where I'm at.
No way. You're not the villain.
While Rich might have dropped the anchor and is falling, like, at an uncontrollable rate in the Fantasy League.
You can't fall from the bottom.
I will report that Rich was 1-0 this week on picking matchups. Now, this did come in after the show aired, but on Saturday, there was communication between the hippie and I, and I will report that I can confirm that the hippie picked Dale Jr. over Carl Edwards as his matchup of the week. And, as we know, Dale Jr. came in third, and yeah. Carl Edwards came in 10th.
Do you have a matchup picked for this week?
I just wanted to point that out there. That's a hit.
I haven't seen the lines yet, so I can't.
See, that's the thing is they don't put the lines out. Rich, I'm not trying to dump you.
I can't make picks. I don't know what they're going to put out there.
Now that you're here, it's fine. But I don't mind having you say, but it's all of a sudden I got to get a spot in, man. I got to get a spot in. So you want to hang with us? You can hang as long as you want. I just got to get a spot in.
You got to pay those bills, right?
You got to pay the bills.
All right. As long as Curling Kid gets to, keep listening to the show.
So are you going
to
stick with us?
I'm fine with it. I don't want to take away their WFO.
I don't want to scar them for life. Well, good. That's what I'm worried about. So are you going to stick with us or not?
I don't know. What do you think, Gio?
I don't care about you, Joe.
I'll leave it up to Gio.
Well, you're Gio, always welcome on the
but,
show.
Well, Rich, you should recommend for Rich that he call the guest line so that the other callers can call in on the wide open line because people have been calling in.
I have heard that.
Why don't you recommend that to Rich?
So I would recommend Rich call the actual wide open line, the
house
phone
line,
number.
Studio line.
Yeah, the personal
line. I'll call the bat phone.
Yes,
call
the red line.
The red phone.
Call it. The red phone.
And let Joe read his spot. He's coming back.
Hung
there you
up
go.
On him, just
All
like
right,
that.
Out.
Well, folks, it's that kind of show. You know, it's chaos, it's mayhem, it's out of control, but it's a great time all at the same time. And there's nothing that makes it better than RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Enjoying a little Rodax and getting a little caffeine buzz, barbecuing, grilling, consuming. It's a lifestyle. And I see some of our friends on Meerkat actually enjoying the spice rub. It's time to barbecue. I have declared that the summer is here and that the winter is over. And what you need to do is you need to get on board with Marvin Rodak and some RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Over than 40 single original coffees to choose from that represent top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world. They've got rare coffee, seasonal, micro lots, 10 sacks. Like, you could call Marvin and say, hey, Marvin, I want something rare, extremely rare, that I'm really going to enjoy. What do you recommend? And he'll tell you. 817-924-6821. Those are the numbers. 817-924-6821. They've got the jungle quality Kopi Luwak, which is great. They've got the WFO radio blend, which is great. And all kinds of spice rubs and hot sauces, which I absolutely love. Pick up the phone, 817-924-6821. Let me say it again real slow. 817-924-6821. And say, hey, Marvin, I heard him talking about you on WFO Radio. I want to try some of that awesome coffee that they're talking about that they absolutely love. And I can tell you right now, it's in here, but it's gone. Because I have already consumed mine, and we enjoyed it greatly. And if you want to see some good recipes and great photos as well, go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. We'll be back with more. Chuck Weber going to join us. We're going to talk about the raffle. That's why I was shooing Rich away. We're going to talk about the raffle, how you can win a charger. And the proceeds go to the Victory Junction Gang Camp when we come back right after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, first you need to know I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera, PA. Spiegel & Utrera, PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents, and more. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad and enter your email address and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Red Line has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Red Line motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the streets. That's Redline Oil.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO store to order yours today.
Now back to WFO radio ignition.
Welcome back to WFO radio ignition, and we are getting ready for a little NASCAR action in Texas. But before we get all into it, get ready. There's something that's been going on for the past couple of weeks, been wanting to connect with these guys because you, the WFO radio listener, may be very interested in it. It's a chance to win a 1973 Dodge Charger. But it's not a Dodge Charger like you might think. This is a Richard Petty replica Dodge Charger. It is all painted up, number 43. It looks absolutely awesome, STP colors. And if you are a fan of the King, you might be very interested in it. To tell us more about the whole program, which benefits Victory Junction Gang Camp, as well as the Ebenezer Church and Collision Ministries of Lodi, California, is Chuck Weber. Chuck joins us now. Chuck, welcome to WFO. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very well. How did you get the idea that you were going to build a replica Richard Petty 73 Charger?
Well, we did a 71 Charger our first year, and the car that we got for the following year was a 73, and we're Richard Petty fans, and basically, we contacted Victory Junction and said, we want to do a Petty car, but we're not gonna use Richard's legacy unless we can raise money for the kids at Victory Junction. And so that was kind of the gig, and they jumped on board. No one has ever done a Richard Petty car for Victory Junction Camp before. We are the first.
Wow, that's surprising. You would think that someone would have tried to do it in the past. And this car, you've done an excellent job. Folks, you can go to winacharger.com or winamopar.com. It is the same website. And see photographs of it. This thing is absolutely gorgeous. How did you guys get started? Where did you find the car? And how much detail did you guys go into?
Well, the car found us. We were at the Turlock swap meet in Central California selling tickets for the black car, and a guy walked up and asked us if we could help him sell his car that it was in his garage, and offered it to us. So what he did was hold on to, till the end of the raffle, hold on to the car for us, and we acquired the car. It was basically a basket case, and it was stripped down, and we got the car, and then we contacted Victory Junction about doing a Petty car, and that's where it kind of went. We contacted some local sponsors. We got 50 businesses that have sponsored this car, from Costco gave us money, O'Reilly's Auto Parts here in California donated parts, and several different race car drivers in this area. And the NASCAR track that's local in Stockton has helped sponsor the car as well. So it's just been a huge community involvement as far as the build of the car. But, you know, the Petty car thing is just... We were shocked when we called Victory Junction and found out that no one has done a car like this for them before. And that was kind of shocking in itself. But people build these cars all over the place. If you go on the internet or if you do Facebook, you'll see a lot of these replica cars out there. And people build them. They build them and sell them and make money or whatever. No one ever gives any money to, the cause. And that's what we're about. We're just trying to raise money for children's charities and do stuff that's right and kind of devoted our lives to it. My partner Brad Williamson and I are beating the streets. By the time this thing's over, we'll probably have 5,000 hours into this unpaid volunteer effort. And basically, that's what we do. We go out, beat the streets, and tell people about our ministry, about Victory Junction, and just trying to raise some money, man. And we need everybody's help out there.
Well, that is cool. And whoever gets it is going to have a great car. I was born in 1973. That's when I emerged. And Richard Petty won the Daytona 500 not long after. In this car, not this exact car, but this is a car of the replica of that car that Richard Petty won the Daytona 500 in. So obviously it's the king, which means it's cool no matter what. But it also happened to be a year that the king did something huge.
Yeah, he did. And, he drove a 73 Charger for 4 years. That was his favorite car. And he drove it from 73 to 77. So he drove around in one of these cars. So this car is kind of different. It's a small block. It's got headers. It's, it's automatic with the ratchet shift. The stereo guys are from here in Lodi, California, and they did a Foose car for overhauling, and they put a $3,000 stereo system. As you see on the pictures, if you go to our website, you'll see that there's no back seat. It's all speakers and amplifiers and stuff, and it's pretty cool. It's a cool two-seater street car. And it's got NASCAR style exhaust that comes out the side. It's a sweet gig.
And what is the it's a raffle. So how is the process work? How do people get tickets? How much are the tickets? And when is the raffle happening? And give us the important information.
Well, winacharger.com. If you Google that, we'll be on the top there, and that's the primary source of getting tickets online. Of course, that way we can reach out to the world with this thing. We go to shows locally. We went to NASCAR a few weeks ago. We were in Vegas last week. We're going to L.A. this week at the Spring Fling, the Mopar Spring Fling, which is the biggest Mopar show in the West Coast down in L.A. We'll be there this weekend. We're going to be going to Good Guys. We're going to be, kind of rotating around from L.A. to the Bay Area here in California and up to Northern California for some big shows. And we got 3 months left. What we have is Richard has agreed to pull the ticket for the car at the end of the raffle on June 28th, and Sonoma Raceway is the point where we're going to give the car away. So, that's what we're looking at. We got a 3 month run, and we need everybody's help. You can also look at our Facebook page. We have Petty Charger Raffle is our name on Facebook. So if anybody goes to Facebook, put in Petty Charger Raffle and friend us on that page. And you can also like the page Petty Tribute Charger Raffle for a liking. But we base everything more off the friend page. That way we can post pictures of the people at the shows with the car. We let people take pictures. We let some of them sit in the car. And, we try to get a lot of good shots of the supporters that buy tickets at the shows on that page. So I'm trying to promote, what Victory Junction does as well on that page.
And how much is one ticket?
One ticket's $10. And on the website, you can get 3 for $25, 7 for $50, 15 for $100. You can get 50 of them for $250. It's only $5 a ticket if you get 50 tickets. So, we've had people do that, too. It's just most people out there, they just want to support what we're doing, And last year when we gave, in December 28, 2013, when we gave away the 71 Charger, a lady that bought two tickets won that car. So it only takes one to win. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That is super cool. And, of course, the Victory Junction Gang Camp, something that NASCAR fans are very aware of and know what they do and how well that they do it is a huge part of it. It's great that you guys are affiliated with them. And this is autographed by the king, as in Richard will be there to draw the ticket. He's autographed the car. And this is going on in conjunction with the Sonoma race you mentioned out there when the NASCAR schedule comes around. So the end of June. I think you guys have got yourselves a really cool deal here. I don't see why this isn't going to be huge.
Yeah, well, I hope it is. The bottom line is that we're setting a foundation because we already have acquired another car. Me and my partner have taken it out of our pocket and put a down payment on another 73 Charger that we're getting ready to build. And we have sponsors that want to get involved in that car as well. It's got a 400 Magnum, so for next year, we want to do a petty car every year for Victory Junction. You know, and something really strange happened to us is that we were in the Bay Area at a Good Guys show in November, kind of showing the car off for the first time in the Bay Area. And a guy walks through our booth, and he buys 50 tickets for the car, and he says, you know, this thing would look good next to my bike. I said, I'll bet you. And bet it would. What kind of bike you got? And he says, well, I flew out to Victory Junction because I support it, and me and my wife, and they had this chopper there, and I bought tickets and came back to California and won this bike. He goes, if I win the car, I'll donate the bike to you to re-raffle off of Victory Junction. And so when I asked him, well, where's, he goes, well, you know, I don't have time to fill out my tickets, but send them to my office, and he gave me a card. And when I asked him, I go, well, where are you at? And, you know, regards, we're 100 miles away from Lodi, where we're from. And he goes, I'm in Lodi, California, man. Where are you guys from? We go, what you do? We're from Lodi. And he goes, well, send him, you know, just bring him by my office. So I brought him the tickets the following day, on Monday. And when I got to his office, he said, you know what? We're not going to wait to win the car. Come and get the bike. So what we got is a $40,000 Kyle Petty chopper that's got the Victory Junction logo on it, Kyle's signature. And we have this bike. We're getting ready to launch a winachopper.org website in the next few weeks to begin this chopper raffle and make more money for Victory Junction, make more people aware of what's going on, and be able to have the car and the bike at some shows for the next 3 months while we end this car raffle. So things are going good. I mean, who does that?
Yeah. the answer, actually, if you spend a lot of time around a lot of these foundations, there are good people in the world. You guys are clearly a couple of them, and you've put together a great program. But if you do spend time, like, for instance, the Daryl Gwynn Foundation here in southeastern Florida, the Barrett-Jackson auctions, it's amazing to me how many people will buy something and then just donate it right back. And it always warms the heart because clearly that's just it's for good for the charity and good for the foundation. It's great that you guys have that support.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. We've had a few different cars donated to us by going to shows, and we have a 69 checkered cab that we'd like to do a Victory Junction cab with. We have another guy donated a 71 Javelin AMX to us to do for Winnemo Park to raise money for our ministry and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, people just come up and they get involved. You know, there is good people out there. You're right on the money on that one.
Chuck, I want to thank you for coming on WFO Radio to tell us about it. Hopefully our listeners will check out winacharger.com or winamopar.com or follow you on Facebook, and the links are all on the page. You can see great photographs of it. I think it's cool. As a person who grew up as a fan of the King, and then when he retired, obviously, Earnhardt, I think it is cool that someone is going to be cruising the streets in this deal. You got Richard to sign it. He's going to pull the winning ticket. The tickets are affordable, and it goes to a good cause, a couple of good causes. That is great. I thank you for coming on WFO Radio to tell us about it.
Well, thank you for giving us a call and helping us out, man. We appreciate it.
No, definitely, and obviously we want to find out what happened, so keep us in the loop, okay?
Oh, we will. Definitely.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Chuck Weber with us here on WFO Radio. How about that? You can win a Charger. That's pretty cool. The Richard Petty Charger, winacharger.com. You know, they reached out to me a while ago, and we've been working on getting that thing together. And communication was on Twitter. It's like back and forth on Twitter. Hey, we're doing this thing. Do you want to do it? And I wanted to check and make sure it was all legit, and the people at Victory Junction Gang Camp contacted me and said, no, it's a real deal, and it's really cool. And the more I found out about it, the cooler it was. $10? How could you not do it? Winamopar.com, winacharger.com. And really what I would like is for someone in the WFO Radio audience to win it. That's really... And Richard Petty is going to pull the winning ticket at Sonoma this year in June.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's signed by Richard. You'll be driving a 73 Charger on the street that looks like Richard Petty's Daytona 500 winning car. Obviously, it will be very, visually loud. Now, we have lost Rich York of the Dirty Hippies. Where he is not calling in, this guy.
Said he was trying to call.
And all those people who called on the regular line while Rich was on the hotline, the bat line.
Yeah, they're gone, too.
They're gone, too. This happens to us every week.
That's
what's
it.
Going on? Just like when we're in desperate need of material here, these guys are you know, they're ditching us. It's over. It's gone, man. Bring us a body bag. What are you going to do?
Sweep the leg!
Yeah. Kyle Busch met with media today and says he wants to be back in July. I feel like that's all a big mistake.
Yeah, he should take as long as possible, as long as he needs to. I think he should use the Tony Stewart situation as a barometer and clearly see that when Tony first came back, he wasn't ready.
First came back. Right now.
Wow.
Still not ready.
Wow.
Still. Look, I'm just joking. I want to see Tony be successful. But if it doesn't happen, if he never makes it back, I wouldn't be totally surprised. So let's not even, you know, go there.
Yeah. Let's just it's definitely clear that the leg was, I mean, they let us know afterwards that almost had to be amputated.
It almost had to be amputated.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Costello.
Yes, he's not here right now.
Oh,
I thought the dirty hippie is calling
in. Well, maybe that's why he's getting a busy signal.
Maybe, they're calling in. You know, I got our hotline stuff, and he's, you know, who knows what they were about to say. That's a little scary.
That was pretty good, though.
Have you seen the new Formula1.com?
No, I have not.
It's horrible. See, what's happened is...
You know, everybody's changed their sites. ESPN.com changed their site, and I'm having a hard time being able to find the things that I used to be able to find real easily. Now, I don't hate the fact that it's just all like one big page, and I'll just keep scrolling down and keep scrolling
right.
down and keep scrolling down. I don't think that's a problem, but they've just made it very un-user-friendly. I used to just be able to click like on something and open in a new window or open the box score, and now every time I click on something, it's trying to give me like a game cast and or
yeah.
video and stuff that I don't want.
Sometimes they go a little over the top with the multimedia. All right, do we have Rich of the Dirty Hippies back with us?
Are you talking about ESPN.com?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yes, I agree.
I actually started out with...
You even knew what we were talking about right
I
away.
I started out with the new Formula1.com and kind of got us on when people change their websites. You know, when you lose, you don't know where everything is and all that. And when they try to be too multimedia and use too many videos and too many pictures and it's just too much. And I guess that's where ESPN has gone. And Formula 1 is, you know, I'm starting to figure it out, but I just, you know, don't know where anything is, where to go, where to find my stuff, too many videos, all of these things.
You just can't find anything on ESPN. I just want to know what the top stories are and check a couple scores now. They ask for like a urine sample now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
they're too busy with that Twitter feed on the right-hand side, and then they want you to like personalize it on the left-hand column. And I was just much more content with the top news and the headlines on one side, and let me click on whatever I want.
No.
Well, and I use mine on my phone.
Oh.
Not even on the, you know, the desktop or the laptop. On the phone, it's just impossible to use.
Yeah, I can't even get the scores from the phone. I've given up. I found myself like some other website that just gives scores.
See, we used to have the scrolling, the endless scrolling on WFO, and I got rid of it. And now it scrolls like three or four stories, and then you got to click more. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Maybe we should have the endless scrolling and just let people scroll all the way down for everything. Just endless scrolling. Look, just going down and down and down and down, just endlessly.
I think you guys should have Gio available 24 hours a day, and if anybody wants a story, he can read it to them over the phone.
Oh, man, now you're talking. On Meerkat, we practically have that.
Why don't you just give them all my phone number, Rich?
Yeah, why don't we just do away with the show, just give everybody Gio's phone number, and just let them call him and be his friend. And you. Why just limit it to Gio? Why don't I just give out my contact information to all these people, and we just all become personal friends instead of listeners? Isn't that really what's just kind of happening anyway?
He's got to be the trial. Like, you know, like all the fast food people, they all do the middle Ohio there.
Yes.
He'll be the trial to, you know, see what happens.
The beta.
And then when it's a huge, horrible failure, you and me will still have our own personal lives.
I like it. Yeah, the personal lives. That kind of goes away at some point. We'll see. The fast food deal. Aaron Hernandez, guilty. Is this guy going to get... there's no death penalty over there.
No,
so he's
going to
get life in prison.
That's it. No parole.
Nope. I think they're going to make him watch Yankee games continuously on the YES Network for the rest of his life.
As a form of punishment?
Yes.
Hey, didn't we win two in a row?
Steve the Trucker wants us to give you, to show your caller ID on Meerkat.
Oh, and they can't hear the hippie.
They can't hear him?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's like that same issue we had before. Like, apparently the audio that this week is not as good as it was last week from the caller.
All right, I'm going to get in here. Gio, entertain the audience.
All right. What do we got? What was the topic that we were going to discuss anyway? What is the next on the show sheet?
We're talking about how Joe is a tyrant and doesn't want to encourage free speech.
WFO Radio, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jay Bird from Big Bear. How are you, Joe?
Wow, Jay Bird. This is very interesting because we were listening to your call about, I believe it cut off right after you said the countdown sucks, and then we got a live call and totally forgot about... Yes, and
Joe,
totally...
That's spiritual.
And here you are back. Truck. It's amazing.
He segued back to his call.
I was going to tell you first thing, I've left you a message. I hope I'm not doing this twice, but, you know, this is Drag Racer, brother. This is, you know, every single point is just like blood. You know, they work so hard to get that stuff. And, you know, with all due respect to the NASCAR people and everybody out there, you know, they got their own thing going and it looks really beautiful for them. But as far as the world championship goes for the fastest sport, that I think is the most awesome sport in the whole world, NHRA Drag Racing, I think the guy at the end of the year with the most points, that should be the guy that gets the world championship trophy. Don't you think, Joe?
No.
No?
Well, look, no. Okay, I know, and I know where you're coming from, and I get it. Okay, we're talking drag racing here, and other people are calling too. I totally get where you're coming from, and I understand where you're coming from, and I have a whole world of respect for that opinion, and in many ways I do agree with you. However, we have seen that our modern culture requires a little something extra at the tail end of the season for sales, for marketing, for sponsorships. The idea that it's just like this season-long battle and it might end with five races remaining is not something that people are into nowadays, except for you. Like, you're a purist. I would call you an absolute purist. They need to be, I know you said it's a NASCAR thing, but NASCAR did it for the same reason. Because the people who are selling the sponsorships, who are selling the television time, who are selling all of those things, are telling them, look, Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, the NFL, they all have this playoff thing where they get going again and they reset and they start talking about it and they get everybody buzzing about who's going to do what and how it's going to go down, and it reinvigorates the energy of the season again. And they were trying to capture that. Now, NASCAR, their first couple versions of the chase were okay, and then this last year they came up with what works, in my opinion. Like, they figured it out, this deal. Maybe the NHRA can make a tweak and make it better. I understand what you're saying, that if someone puts a 400-point lead on the field and then sees it go away and then breaks a 50-cent park and they're out of it, that's kind of terrible. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I got a good example for you, Joe. How about Robert Hight when he won the first four or five races of the year? Now, listen, he was the exception when he came into the countdown in 2009. Barely got into 10th and won the championship. Okay, that's all fine, but I think that sucks too. Because the other one I'm talking about is when he won the first four or five races. He led the points almost the entire year, gets into the countdown, has a lousy countdown, and it's just out of luck. If they would have kept, Mike Neff would be a world champion. And he deserves to be a world champion because he kicked butt on another year too. I strongly disagree with you, Joe, but I say that with love, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. And the points you just referenced, it did skew the results that we have lived and experienced. And now people are champions who might not have been champions, and people who weren't or shouldn't have been champions are champions. And it did change our reality. But for a reason, that is, legitimate.
Well, but all the sports, really, that has happened to, we can say it in NASCAR, where I've screamed a couple times that Jeff Gordon would have 6, possibly 7 championships already if they had never changed the system and stuck to that old system.
Yes. And baseball, a wild card team.
Baseball and football over the last 10, 15, 20 years, wild card teams have not just made the playoffs but won the Super Bowl, won the World Series, and so forth. It is what it is. That's just what they got to do to keep their sport relevant in the changing times.
So just have a mellow yellow shootout for 8 races or whatever and have a little prize at the end of that. You could do that. We could meet halfway. That would be cool. But the big trophy at the end of the year is the one with the most points. That's my thing. Joe, I just wanted to close with this. I'm really grateful for you having me on your radio. Like I said, I drive an 18-wheeler, and it's really beautiful to listen to 2 hours of just good information, which makes me smarter and more knowledgeable about the thing that I love the most, and that's NHRA drag racing. I just wanted to say that my wife and I were out in Vegas this weekend, and you know the guys, I think it's Jason that does the Geico thing and throws all the t-shirts and makes a big fuss.
Team Mellow Yellow, Jason Logan,
yeah.
Yes, great guy.
Yeah, Jason. He brought my wife and I, about 60,000 people that were probably there, up to the fence and did a little TV trivia. We won 4 tickets to the air races and this. Dude, I got to tell you, there's nowhere in the world you can go but go have fun at an NHRA drag race. And things like this happen all the time. The best sport in the whole wide world. Joe, God bless you. Continued success. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much, Jaber. Great song about Matt Hagen, by the way. Appreciate the participation. That's great stuff. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
There he goes. Jaber. That's a great caller right there. And he's got like a rap song that he did a couple of weeks back. And I don't know if you heard that. Did you hear it? It was in the Nitro Show. Everyone is calling, trying to get on there, and it's cool. I'm potching around with this audio thing, and I can't beat it. I'm losing. It's beating me.
No,
Steve
the Trucker says that it gets louder when you turn your mic off, and we know that, Steve. That's because the monitor in the studio comes on when Joe's mic cuts off.
Right.
But he can't just be quiet the whole time.
Hey, where's that headphone that was disgusting the other day? The Optima or whatever. Where did you put that? Where did you make me put that?
I don't know.
Why don't you go get that thing?
I'll look for it.
Yeah, we're going to do live stuff on the air. And, of course, we had, like you heard, like we had 10 callers calling in while Jaybird was on.
Is the hippie still up?
The hippie, are you there?
I'm just listening to you trying to figure out why that guy likes you so much.
You're such a... You're not a nice person. I don't know why we like you so much.
Well... My name is Rich. I mean, you know, kind of goes along with it, you know.
Look over there, Giovanni.
Dick York, what are you going to do?
And if not, exactly. Isn't that the truth? So, Rich, we got 15 people now on Meerkat, and they're all retweeting. Okay, now plug that in right there. We're getting crazy here. For you people listening on the podcast on iHeartRadio down the road, you got to understand, we're getting real techie here. But you have to remove that, and now plug that in. And now take that speaker and put it facing upwards. You're not gonna be able to clamp it on there, or maybe you are. Wow! Except you're blocking the camera.
I am.
Yeah.
So where on the top?
Stand by. Please stand by.
Oh, but now it's moving too. No. Okay. So
just
put it underneath. Just like that.
Just do it. What are you doing?
There it is.
There it is. There it is.
I got it.
And you guys doing some MacGyver stuff? What's
yes.
going on over there?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I'm.
That works.
A headset to the bottom of the phone to attempt to make it sound better.
All right, let's see if the Meerkat's like that.
Rich.
No,
never mind.
WFO Radio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, it's Mike. How's it going?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Hey, I can't get Meerkat to work. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What's wrong with it? First of all, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android, I think that's the problem.
There it is. That's the problem. The Android people will tell you that there's like a viewer app you can view, but you can't participate on Twitter. But hey, look, you called us. That works. You're on with
awesome.
Rich York of the Dirty Hippies as well, by the way.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
So what's your comment?
I was just curious if you had any thoughts on the crowds at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend.
As in it was a little light?
Yeah, it was a little light, yeah.
Well, not only that, but in Vegas it was a little light, too.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to mention that as well. That was the strangest thing because they were both excellent races. Both races at Texas and the NHRA race, so...
Well, I think that, first I'll start with the poor attendance at the NHRA race. If you and I were going to pick a race to go to Vegas and see, would we choose the first one in the year or the countdown race?
Yeah, exactly, the countdown race,
so,
absolutely.
I think that it's just like kind
well,
of
wait a second. It's you or I, so we would go to any of them.
Yeah, we would go to any of them. Right, I would go to anyone that they had, which is the truth.
Yeah.
Both. But... I think that they're going to have to do something for the first race in Vegas. Now, Texas, they were trying to lower expectations prior to the start of the race. Eddie Gossage was out there online saying that they're not going to reduce the number of seats, that they're trying to grow the sport. I didn't think it would be. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but there were a lot of open seats.
There was a lot of open seats. I mean, the whole back stretch was empty.
Yes, that was actually empty. And my thought is, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't go to that race. It was spectacular. What about the product is happening right now that is not enticing? To me, it's as exciting as it's ever been. And we read the top five. The biggest stars all came out and battled right down to the end. What more do you want?
And even the Xfinity race, Alex Jones put on such a clinic at the end.
Yeah, taking down Dale Jr., putting on a great run. It's just, I think that it comes down to there's only so much any person can go and do. And your choices are so great, and your home viewing experience is so much better. You know they're going to get you for beer and a hot dog and food and out the back door. You're going to end up spending about $500. Or you could watch it on your super high-def television and enjoy it from home someplace you've already paid for. I think all sports are feeling that right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Hey, Joel, it was great to talk to you.
Great call. Thank you. And enjoy your blog.
Support your local track, WFO Rules.
WFO. There he goes. Race Guitar on Twitter. And the calls are pouring in. Rich, are you still out there being a curmudgeon?
There's no DVR live at the track or at any sporting venue. That's the problem. People want to see replays. They want to pause. They want to get up, go to the bathroom, get a drink. Everybody's got a 60-inch TV now. All the costs have come down on that. So why would you go battle traffic and battle drunk idiots when you can sit home and the comfort of your own couch, and when you need to do something you can just pause the TV and come back, and you don't even have to worry about commercials anymore. You start the race about an hour late, and by the time the end of the race is done, you're caught up.
I genuinely believe because it's an excuse a lot of people, if someone from NASCAR or any sport said these things, it would be viewed as an excuse. I genuinely believe that is true, because that is my personal experience as well. All the potential risk to go to one of those things, like a DUI, is waiting for you when you go to the race and you have a bunch of beers and you have a great day and you're out in the sun and then you're driving home. You're putting yourself in jeopardy. You're out in the sun. You don't have the replays. At best, you've got the scanner of the or the sprint view thing, and you're watching on that. Whereas most people nowadays have gone out of their way to build like a man cave where they've got multi-screen experiences, and you can listen on the Sprint app, and you've got a refrigerator full of food and beer, multiple beer. You're paying a normal, regular retail price as opposed to... Literally, you can get a six-pack for the price of one beer at the track. Everybody knows they're getting hosed. Everybody is much smarter nowadays. They've all had the experience of the cars going by. They can imagine it, and they've chosen to watch at home.
I think more people are, instead of going once a year or to each race, they may be going once out of 3 years. I mean, you saw the Charlotte Drag Race. The first few years were outstanding. Everything was packed, and then we had a couple years where it was a lull, and then this year again it was packed again. So probably next year there'll be a lull again. But
I mean, I don't think people need to go every single time now. I mean, with surround sound and everything else, you get that real life viewing and feel at the racetrack.
And we're all up on so much more now, too. We're all doing so much more. The idea that you're a drag racing fan or a NASCAR fan and that's it, you're probably getting a college football game in. You're probably maybe going to see the NBA or the NHL at least once. Even if it's all free, which I was at a hockey game the other day. I was at a Panthers hockey game, and I was meerkatting from there, by the way. Nothing on the ice, though, hint. But it was free. I went for free. I got free tickets. But I spent $40, and at the end of the night, I was like, man, those two beers, they were $14 each. I shouldn't have had the beers. I was kind of lamenting the money I spent. I definitely had a great time, but even if it's free, you're out, you go the next day, you're tired. It's just a different world now than it once was. Everyone is struggling to keep up with life. A million opportunities. A live gate and empty seats is something that we need to try to move past. But if you got to fill the seats to make money, NASCAR doesn't. But if you do, it's a lot tougher. Period. Giovanni, are you back? Did you fix the microphone thing?
Well, I thought I made it a little bit better. I kind of adjusted it up, but it's
Are you getting positive
great.
Feedback?
Yeah, Steve says that my mouse is louder than Rich.
The mouse is louder than Rich. You know, we're looking at the waveforms here, and I think it's pretty good. Now, we're going to do the pick segment, Rich, so once we let you go here, we're going to be done. Do you have anything else that's on your mind, things you're thinking about, things that are going through the mind of Rich that are, you know, exciting?
Not really. Everybody's getting ramped up here in Charlotte for the big May races. Everybody's doing landscaping and all that, so hopefully we'll get it'll probably be a truck race crowd for the All-Star race, and then hopefully it'll be a decent crowd for the 600. But other than that, just enjoying the springtime.
Excellent. Well, I had a good time up there with you guys a couple of weeks back, golf carting through the wilderness and not getting stuck. That was a great time, so I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed having you.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for coming on, WFO. We got to, you know, you got to get into the top 10, man. Otherwise, the legend goes down.
Everybody's going to have an off year, buddy. Everybody.
Yeah, and even Rich.
It's just going to happen. I got a broken leg this year. That's all it is. I'm on IR.
Yeah, there you go.
You're coming back from ACL surgery.
Well, once we get this matchup thing figured out, and we can figure out how to get you on doing a matchup pick, if you're better at that, the listeners will be happy, because that's something that can actually generate something positive.
And just remember, folks, don't be fooled at what the F means. He's not so clean.
It means fast.
After all.
It means fun.
Why freak out?
WFO Radio, why freak out? All right, Rich.
All right, guys.
There he goes, Rich York.
There goes the hippie.
WFO, where the F stands for freedom.
Fun.
Exactly. All right. I feel like we have been...
Fantasy.
Well, this has been another terrible show, is really my opinion. But not really. We've kind of been all over it. We've got some interaction. We're kind of working on it. Did Giovanni fix the problem with the audio?
No, not really. Better last week was much better audio.
I don't understand that for the life of me. Because everything is exactly the same. It's the same. Oh, well. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with the picks. Tommy Noodles won last week, and the poker guys are at the door. Oh, boy. And for those of you who called in, you know who was calling in? Is like, I think it was Craig in Seattle was trying to call in the whole time. It's over and over and over again, and he just kept having the bad luck, man. The bad luck. You know, what can you do? Let's see if anything comes in. No? No voicemail. Got to be very disappointing for the person who doesn't get in. You know, you just got to keep trying. All right, when we come back, we're going to make our picks for this weekend's action out there in the Food City 500 at the new Bristol. And Tommy Noodles will pick first. We'll try to get Bob Smith on the line. You're going to do your best on that. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Get out the envelope. Are you guys actually keeping an envelope? You should be. It says Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure on it. And each week you put $10 or $5 or $15 or $20 or $25 or $30 or $2 or $0.50 in the envelope, and you're working to go on the dragster adventure. If you've never driven a dragster, which most people have not, it is a thrilling life experience. It's something that you will truly love. You will come out of it a different person. You will have experienced something that very few people do. 866-480-7223 is the number. Tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. If you put it on a credit card, they'll put it in four easy payments. But I like the idea of everybody filling an envelope and trying to save up the $399 that it costs to do this. Now, is it worth it? I think yes. It is a radical experience. And right now, they're headed to Fontana, California. April 17th. Anybody out there in Fontana, California? April 17th. WFO Radio, who's out there on the WFO line?
Hey, this is Craig from Seattle.
Craig, hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
I'm finishing up talking about Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure. Hopefully you're filling out your envelope and stuffing a little money in it. April 17th, they'll be in Fontana, California. They'll also do a super gas course out there. Then back again April 24th in Fontana, California. I know we got a lot of listeners out there. Then they're bringing the super gas course down to Houston, Texas in May, and the Dragster Adventure will be in Houston, Texas, like Archie Bell and the Drills, May 15th. They're going to tighten up down there in Houston, Texas. That is the Dragster Adventure, bachelor party, sales team, reward for good clients, group of guys. It's a great thing to do, to drive a dragster. You're not riding along. You're driving it yourself. You got the helmet on, the engine behind the roll cage. You're smashing the gas. It is very fun. The stopping is a lot of fun, too. $399. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School is a great life experience. 866-480-7223. And be sure to tell him you heard it on WFO Radio. And now he's been battling. He's been fighting. He's been trying to get in on the phone line. And he has finally done it. Craig in Seattle, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're right. I finally made it through. It only took like 10 times. You guys are getting so big, you need like 5 or 6 or 10 phone lines now.
I would love to, and more people are calling too, I would love to figure out how to put calls on hold, you know, send them to hold as opposed to send them to voicemail. Maybe someone who knows Skype better than me can figure that out or do some research, or one of our internet Meerkat producers can figure out that information. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure, or maybe we'll just have to do what we did in the early days and just stack up a bunch of computers in here and have like 4 or 5, 6 PCs all running Skype. Who knows? But what do you got?
Well, we're all about trying to get your show as big as possible. If that's what your wish is, that's what my wish is for you.
You know, you mentioned that last week about what our wish is, and I want to clearly define that for you. We have been on satellite radio in the past, and I got a big weekly paycheck, and we were in charge of just being creative radio people, and that was a great experience working for XM because they really believed in the artistry of radio. And when the merger happened and they just blew out everybody and turned it into a terrestrial radio style business, I did spend a fair amount of time trying to get WFO Radio Nitro back on Sirius XM as a show, you know, with a deal to get it on there. And if they offered it to me tomorrow, I would definitely take it. However, once it's on there, you just have to promote it again. You're buried with hundreds of different shows and 24 hours a day, hundreds of channels, and you're just doing exactly what you're doing now, which is basically promoting to an audience out there something that you got. So I'm very content here on the net. We've got our Meerkat audience now. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. And we're on every single human being's mobile device. We can get thousands of people to listen to us that way. All we need is our audience to be a little aggressive, just like Baptism by Nitro. Go to somebody that you know will like it. Take their phone, open up their podcast catcher, type in WFO Radio, and hand it back to them. Maybe they'll listen. If we were on a satellite radio company, you'd have to do that too. It would be less likely for them to hear us. At the time we happen to be on between, 9 and 10 p.m. on Thursdays. You know, who knew? So I am content where we are.
Well, I'm content with where it's at. You know, I just think it's the best show out there as far as motorsports, and you got variety on two different nights, and By the way, I'm not listening. I usually have listened to Nitro. I usually listen to it on Wednesday mornings. I didn't get to it this morning, so I got to listen to it tomorrow morning, but I heard it was a good show, so I'm looking forward to that. But what's the topic been about? I just wanted to check in because I haven't been able to call
in. You're not on the Meerkat. The topic has been Meerkat.
What's that all about?
It's live streaming. You could see me right now. Where we got 17. The Meerkat number is up to 17, by the way.
I saw an 18 earlier.
You can't see me, can you?
Oh, yeah. We can see you right now.
No.
We can see you.
I don't know. You guys really want to look at my ugly mug on live stream.
No, you can just look. You can just see into the studio, and you can hear the show in real time. It does have its limitations, of course. It is a supplement to the actual show. We've been all over the board. One of our callers, Race Guitar, says he hates the countdown because he thinks it deprives people who earn points early in the season, and I definitely understand that, but I disagreed. I think the countdown is better big picture. We talked about Kyle Busch and how Kyle Busch should not try to come back and hurry back. He should take this entire year off and get healthy for the Daytona 500 in 2016. These things.
If he doesn't come back in a hurry, I'd like David Reagan to stay on as his driver. We should get to use him for like 20 allotments instead of only 10.
Yeah, I've almost used him up already. So
I know. I'm trying to do the strategy to save my drivers, you know, to the end of the year, and it's cost me a little bit the last couple of races, but that killed me at the end of last year. So I'm trying to be smart about it. It's hard not to use the top guys every single week, but trying to be smart about it. I want to get my name on that trophy.
Yeah. There's 98 people that want to get there. Well, 96, because Carlos definitely doesn't. Want to get their name on the trophy. It's really hard to do. It's really hard to do. It requires, you should probably have the guys that you want to use in the chase on a piece of paper somewhere now. And you should be working for that. That's the secret, and it's hard. Look at Rich York, the four-time champ, floundering in failure this year, and that's how hard it is.
I don't want to say anybody's floundering in failure because that's what I've been kind of doing the last couple of weeks. But, hey, can I use this form right now, Joe? I'm going to donate some money to Tommy Noodle's deal this week. I would have did it earlier, but I had a comedy of errors at my house with a water heater blowing up and some other stuff. But, it didn't actually blow up, but it failed on me. But I would just, that's bad when something like that happens to anybody, let alone a kid. That should never happen to anybody's kid. And I just want to use this forum if he's listening. I'm going to donate what I can, and if anybody can donate whatever you can, by all means do it. But I just wanted to reach out to him, let him know. I'll have something coming to him, and I hope this kid, it looks like this kid has, Jacob has a good attitude about him, and that's half the battle, so.
Totally. Tommy Noodles, first of all, the little man at Team Jacob, or hashtag Team Jacob, is a good kid, and I have done some research, and it can be beaten, and if the kid puts his mind to it, and things go the right way, it can happen. I will definitely forward along to Tommy what you're planning on doing, and I think that is a great thing. Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, I don't even know him, but except for this show and, on Facebook, and it's a great guy. I don't mind doing it. It's for a great cause. But anyways, I didn't really have much. I just wanted to check in. I'm still out here, and I've been listening every week. I've just been really super busy at work, like I said last week, which is good, but the racing and everything's been good. I don't know about Formula One. Formula One is, I don't know. It seems a little sketchy to me, Joe. I don't know your opinions on it, but.
You gotta, like, right now is not the best time to get into Formula One because it's not very competitive at this moment. There are times where it is more. There are times that it is less. And right now, it is less. And so, unless you want to get in on Ferrari with us, because when we do get back to the top, it's going to be a joyous religious experience.
Well, I can jump on the Ferrari band.
Get in on it. Get on in it with Vettel and Bottas next year. Become part of the Tifosi. Right. It's like a religion.
Sounds good, Joe. Hey, right, you guys take care. Gio, you take care, and I will be trying to check in more often. Just been really busy, and your guys' shows are great as usual. Keep it up.
Thank you. Craig in Seattle. There you go.
Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, great call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Bob Smith is trying to call. We're going to make our picks for Bristol, the Food City 500. And I did say I was going to give away a T-shirt, and I am. I will. After the pick segment. And between now and then, I'll figure out how I'm going to do it. Isn't that cool? We'll be back after this. Do I have any things, any live spots, any commercials?
You just read it.
Well, I want to welcome yourvelocity.com. You can check them out, yourvelocity.com. Larry Dixon as the spokesperson. It is an online magazine with a lot of tools for marketers and business folks. There's a lot of information on there. It is like a resource, online resource for business information. And check them out, yourvelocity.com. You can sign up, tell them you heard it on WFO Radio, and there are a lot of useful tools and information on it, and very happy to have them on board WFO. They flat out met Nick out there in Charlotte, listens to WFO, understands the WFO Radio audience is not only vast but active, and wanted to be involved for a while. So check them out, yourvelocity.com. Thanks to Nick for coming on. And, of course, I mentioned that I'm going to give away a WFO Radio T-shirt. You should get yours in the WFO Radio store. We'll be back with the picks after this.
This is WFO Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Dixon. You know, there's more to racing than pushing a top-fuel dragster down the track at over 325 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds. Like in any business, it takes careful planning and hard work. YourVelocity.com provides the tools and information you need to effectively start, grow, and run a successful business. I'm excited to work with Velocity, not only as a spokesperson, but as a client. So don't spin your wheels. Visit YourVelocity.com today.
Hey everybody, Joe here, and I hereby decree on behalf of the WFO universe, the winter is over, which means it's time to grill. Get yourself some Rodax Coffee and Grills.com, barbecue, spice rub, hot sauce, and of course, incredible coffee. They've got the WFO Radio Blend, they've got the Bang the Blower, they've got the Exotics. It's all roasted fresh per your order, representing the top 5% of coffee throughout the world. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give Marvin a call. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Hey, race fans. First, you need to know I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA. Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, how to convert hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad right on the front page of WFO Radio, enter your email address, and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party. If they're betting in the back, I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of the week once again where the WFO Radio Tailgate Party handicappers pick you winners against the Vegas odds as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. And this weekend's Sprint Cup Series action at the Food City 500. Big congratulations to Tommy Noodles on his victory, picking Jimmy Johnson. He picked first, and now he gets to go first again. And I was thinking at the tail end of that race, I was thinking, man, me and Tommy. Tommy and me. And I was thinking to myself, wow, maybe it would be great for Tommy to win this one. Maybe I should be rooting for Tommy right now. And I thought, no, man, I wanted Harvick to get up there and pass him. Didn't happen, though. Didn't happen. Got to give it to Harvick, man. He drove like a madman. Drove it up into the wall.
He did. I thought he was going to wreck him.
That's what you want to see. That's it. Got to love Harvick. Things could get so good. Harvick is really emerged. You notice he's acting different now that he's a champ. You know, he's like a much more serious individual. All right. The order will be Tommy, myself, then Bob and Gio? Or Gio and Bob?
I am before
Bob. I didn't see either of your picks, so I'm kind of in the dark on this.
Gio, then Bob.
Here are the odds, as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. The favorite at 13-2 at Bristol Motor Speedway is Kevin Harvick, 13-2. At 15-2, you've got Jimmy Johnson, Matt Kenseth, and Brad Keselowski. At 17-2, you've got Joey Logano. At 10-1, you've got Jeff Gordon and KFK, that's Casey freaking Kane. At 12-1, you've got Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Carl Edwards. And those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. We make two picks a week, a favorite and a dark horse. The dark horses have to be 15-1 or greater. Here are the dark horses. Kurt Busch, 15-1. Kyle Larson, 20-1, along with Martin Truex Jr. At 30-1, you've got Jamie McMurray, Ryan Newman, and Clint Boyer, along with Tony Stewart. Wow, Tony Stewart, only 30-1. That's kind of shocking.
Is that high or low?
It's low. 40-1, Paul Menard. 50-1, Greg Biffle and David Reagan. 60-1, Austin Dillon and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the boyfriend. 75-1, you got A.J. Allmendinger. At 100-1, you got Eric Almirola. At 200-1, you've got Danica and Sam Hornish Jr., along with Trevor Bayne, also 200-1. The field, which is all drivers not yet named, 75-1. And those are the odds for the Food City 500 presented by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. And Tommy Noodles is going first. Let's go out to the wide open line. Who's out there on the wide open line? Who is this?
WFO, Joe.
Is this Lowe's Gincones?
This is Lowe himself, Fernando Loaiza.
Oh, my goodness. We were just about to hear Tommy Noodles make his picks for the Food City 500.
Oh, go ahead. I'll listen.
Well, you can't because you're on the Skype line, so we're going to have to talk to you first.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to call back?
Nah.
Yeah, I can call.
Do we want him to call back?
Sure.
I don't think he really wants me to call at all.
Are you watching on Meerkat?
No, he's not.
No, I had to get off for a while. It drains the battery big time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
No, we're all down in the 20%. It's very tense over here. Let us get through the picks and we'll signal you, but it'll be not long from now.
Will do.
Okay. There he goes, Los Chincones. It was very rude of you to get rid of him like that. I would have talked to him. That was very, very harsh. Yeah, we're all down in the 20%.
We're bringing him on afterwards.
Yes, we are bringing him on there. Like I said, Tommy Noodles, who was the weekly winner last week.
And
is
picked a winner. He picked Jimmy Johnson as the winner, and he gets to pick first again because he was the winner. The week before, he got to pick first. He did not pick a winner. He just had the highest finishing guy.
Is that official?
Yeah, no, that's how it was. He had the highest finishing guy, and that's why he didn't pick back-to-back winners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's Tommy Noodles.
WFO. Okay, so I figured out how this works. For years, I complained about going last and always went last. This year, my plan is to complain about going first, and here I am going first again. So how incredible is that? Let me complain. Going first, you know, you've got all these people to pick from, and no excuse for doing poorly. But we're going to a great racetrack where there's going to be great racing. And, you know, who's going to complain about that? That's what we do this for, because we love racing. So let's just jump right into picks. I think they're both equally great picks, and you'd be a fool not to go with them. So I don't even know who to start with. My favorite, my long shot.
Let's go long shot first. I'm going to look down the sheet, the graphs and the charts, and everything tells me that Kyle Larson is the guy to go with. It's a little quick speed, fast track, and that's what we think about him. So going to pull it off. It's going to be great. We're all going to woohoo the entire weekend. And then favorite. It seems as if there's only one person who's really working this year. So you'd be crazy not to go with, you know, I looked at the graphs and the charts, and it seems as if Kevin Harvick's the guy to go with. The team is unstoppable this year, and this is a good racetrack for him. So that's what I foresee happening. I'm still shocked and amazed that I'm going first again. So let's see what happens. Maybe this is the year for me. Who knows? But now that I'm all excited about it, it's probably going to fall off. So I guess I'll talk to you guys last next week.
Boom, boom, boom. Tommy Noodles weighing in there with his picks of Kevin Harvick and Kyle Larson. Can't argue with those picks. Those are good picks. Tommy making good picks. Kevin Harvick, at least, is a great pick.
But yes, I would say historically he has not performed well at this track. He hasn't won there. He won one time, I want to say 04, 05.
I was there for a nationwide.
It's been 10 years.
His deal.
And the charts and graphs and research tell me that he hasn't even had a top five finish there since 2008.
Oh, wow.
So while Kevin Harvick is on fire this year with, what, six top two finishes and one top 10, I don't know if Bristol is the track for him to continue this dominance.
I can tell you that when Tommy picked who he picked, I felt very comfortable going second, picking who I'm about to pick, and I go next. And so I will tell you, after looking at it, I could have taken Jimmy Johnson or Matt Kenseth. Either one of them, okay. Kenseth has got good record at Bristol, but I went with Brad Kay. Jumping all over the Brad Kay train, baby. I don't know the numbers. I don't know any of that. I pull these out of the air, like plucking them down from the idea tree. And I just know that Brad Kay is the guy. Give me Brad Kay, 15-2.
Brad Kay, not a bad pick. I got to say, I love that pick.
Yeah, I do too. I'm in love with the pick. And then the dark horse, I looked down. I was looking down. I was looking at Jamie McMurray and Martin Truex. I really think Martin Truex could run good.
I looked at McMurray, too. That's kind
of. I was looking at those guys. I was thinking maybe Tony Stewart, this could be where he has success. Maybe. I don't know. But then I said, wait a second. I kind of, like, missed him at first. I said, whoa, Kurt Busch, 15-1? All over it. Jumped on it. Kurt Busch, 15-1. Give it to me. Kurt Busch, 15-1. And Brad Keselowski, 15-2, which is 7.5-1, and those are my picks. Next up, Giovanni in Miami.
Well, all right, all right, all right. I get to pick next, and I got to say, I love the Brad pick. Had you not taken that, I would be all over that. The Kurt Busch pick is not bad either. Kurt was the king of this track once upon a time. And he's racing with that vengeance to get into the chase and just win a race. So, good picks by Joe.
Thank you.
Can't argue with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I am going to go with Brad's teammate, Joey Logano, who has been en fuego this year. If it wasn't for Harvick, he would be he's the next best driver, in my opinion, so far this season. So give me Joey as the favorite, who now has won the Daytona 500 and is going to just go out there and give it all at Bristol. I think it's a good track for him. He runs very well on these. Well, it's not flat, but these concrete kind of tracks. So, give me Joy. And for the long shot, I did look at McMurray and Truex because those guys have been strong so far this year. McMurray, I don't know, he just seems to kind of run great when you don't expect him to. But I'm going way down into the triple digits. Give me the Cuban Missile, Almirola, at 100-1. I just, you know, even if he doesn't win, I got to take a flyer on 100-1. I could see him coming in third or fourth without really even winning the race. And you never know. He pulled one out at a race last year at Daytona in the rain and all that. So give me Almirola as my long shot.
All right, Giovanni takes Eric Almirola as his long shot, 100-1. You got to like the courage. And Joey Logano at 17-2. And that leaves professional Las Vegas odds maker Bob Smith from William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, guys, how are you? Short track racing. I love it. Anyway, I just got to give it to Tommy 2 weeks in a row, so I give it to Tommy. All righty, let's go with my picks. For my guy, I'm going to go with Matt Kenseth. I went with him last week. I think he can do it again this week. I'm a little concerned, though, because he's down so far. He's got to come alive here, so I'm going to go with Matt. Now, for my dark horse, I'm going all the way down. I'm going to go with the boyfriend. I'm going to go with Ricky Stenhouse. I'm getting 60-1. Historically, he's done well here. And I also want to point out, guys, that Danica is not at the bottom anymore. She's moving up the chart. Just want to point it out. Hey, guys, when I get my win this week and I'm picking first next week, we'll talk about it then. All righty, enjoy the races. Bye-bye.
Well, all right, Bob Smith takes the boyfriend at 60-1, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I wonder if Ricky Stenhouse knows that he's...
that he's referred to as the boyfriend all over the place?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
And Bob also takes... Who was his favorite? Carl Edwards?
Kenseth.
Oh. Shows what I was thinking about. And so Bob...
Well, they're teammates now.
15-2, Matt Kenseth and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at 60-1, and that is it. Bob takes Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Matt Kenseth. Giovanni takes Eric Almirola and Jamie McMurray. Who'd you take?
I took Almirola and Joy.
And Joy. Why did I write your name next to Jamie Murray also?
Well, because I was going to take him.
I took... I took Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski, and Tommy Noodles takes Kyle Larson and Kevin Harvick. And those are the picks for the Food City 500 at Bristol, baby, Bristol Motor Speedway. Well, all right. There we go. The poker guys are at the door, so we got to do this quick. Hopefully you've texted them and told them that, man, this is going real long. But it's so much better with all this chaos and mayhem. Maybe Lowe will call back. Maybe. Or not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we kind of let him astray.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell him just call back in 10 minutes. I don't know how you were going to signal him with a smoke signal or what, but...
Well, I tried to send them an instant message. Okay, so here it is. See?
There it is.
WFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Joe, it's...
We got you. We just finished the pick show. Your timing is impeccable.
Perfect.
Yeah, so what I'm about to do is I'm about to figure out how to give away one of these black WFO radio t-shirts, because I told everybody on Meerkat that I would, and I want to live up to my what I say is true. And so I'm really trying to think about what to do. Like, oh my gosh, Gio just almost had a total catastrophe. Are you alive? Are you okay?
Yes.
Is he still sneezing?
Yeah, no, he's still sneezing. He almost took down our whole system here, tripping over a computer cable as he's going out to let the poker guys in through the security net. But anyway, so I'm trying to decide how to give away this WFO radio t-shirt in my mind. And I really don't know. Like a trivia question? Steve the Trucker says trivia. I don't know. Maybe. I was thinking about a random series of numbers. Do you have any ideas of what the best way is for me to give away this WFO radio t-shirt to a listener out there?
But you want to involve the Meerkat people, is that correct or no?
Well, yeah, because they're on Meerkat, and I've been telling them that if they retweet and get the Meerkat thing going and spread the show and retweet all our stuff and participate and with all our sponsors, that I love them, and so I will give one of them a t-shirt as a reward.
Gosh, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I did kind of like the trivia thing. I heard that idea earlier on Meerkat. It would have to be a trivia about WFO or a trivia about
WFO radio trivia. That is a very interesting question. Very, very interesting. Like, I never even considered the idea of doing WFO radio trivia. Is there any trivia? Like, how many times did Gio just sneeze? The answer, 40,000. My gosh.
See, there you go. That's,
so what do you got? Funny. Your little daughter sent me a video challenging me to Red Sox Yankees battle.
Okay, this weekend when you were having that little powwow for WFO diehards on Meerkat, she saw in the background of your studio that you had a Yankees hat or Yankees banner or Yankees something. And she's like, what? He's a Yankees fan? Oh, I'll be right back. And she just took off. I thought nothing of it. And she comes back and, okay, I feel much better. I'm like, well, thinking, you know, maybe nature called or something. I don't know what happened until, you know, after the stream ended, she brought her tablet over and she said, look what I sent Joe. And I'm like, oh my God, this little girl.
Yeah, that was, it was very funny. She's sassy. Your daughter is sassy. Yes. That's the perfect word for it too. She's sassy. Yeah. But you know what I was laughing is that this, it made me realize that this person, this young person is so different from the rest of us in that she has grown up in the world where the Red Sox are not just losers.
I told her about the,
tell her, like, that's what I was wondering, or did you, like, leave her in the dark about that? Like, because if I was you, I might try to keep that whole thing buried back there, back in the day. Forget about that.
Of course, but, I mean, when I first told her about it, it was a few years ago, and, whether or not she remembered, I don't know, but, you know, I did explain the curse, I did explain how many heartbreaks we experienced along the way, and
we were pariahs.
You know,
we were just walking.
But we're living
the
now,
streets.
And we can't really dwell on the past. And we're, you know, one series up on you guys already. And you know, I was ready to send you a broom.
Yeah, look, that we had a 19 inning game. It's going to go back and forth all year long. And really, we're in the middle of a rebuilding process. John Force was talking about it the other day. We've just finished a great dynasty with the great Derek Jeter, and it's going to take some time to rebuild. You never know what will happen. But hey,
Gio, do you hear any violins playing in the background over there? No?
This guy's a Yankee fan, too. We're very serious about our Yankee fandom here now.
Yeah, no, actually, we were discussing this the other day. I'm secretly hoping that they just sell the team to somebody like a Mark Cuban-type owner. I am not happy with the second-generation ownership where they clearly don't have the same thoughts as Big George and just win at all costs kind of thing.
Maybe he's got like a little time capsule or some kind of thing locked away in a hidden vault somewhere about all his strategic moves and future plannings of
No, I think in the end that the real problem is that the son is an accountant, which by nature makes him a bean counter.
Bean counters are bad. That's the answer.
And
no passion.
He just had a passion for the team and for winning at all costs. It didn't matter. And I think that now it's being run as a business, and the bottom line matters, where George didn't care. He had the shipyards and all these other businesses, and that's how he made money. These guys are now looking at the Yankees as a business and as a means to an end.
Yeah, well,
and
they're a little snooty, and it is. There's a certain entitlement that people get. They, just like your Miss Little Low is growing up in a world where the Red Sox are world champions like every other year, these guys grew up as Yankee children, and it's totally different than George, who went out and built it himself. It's just different. All right, Low, we got to go. I got to give up the T-shirt. You got any final thoughts?
No, but did you guys touch base on Kyle Busch?
Yes, we say that he's making a huge mistake by even bothering to try to come back. He should just sit out the whole year.
But what about apologizing, saying that it was his fault? I didn't read the article.
Basically just said that it was his fault that he was trying a little too hard to get to the front, but, I mean, he's not the one that started the wreck or anything
like
that.
Who cares? Like, what is that point? What is the point
of
that, Kyle?
I guess what I'm getting at is NASCAR, do you think he's feeling pressure from NASCAR about not keeping his mouth quiet about the safer barrier?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Like shilling for them.
It's irrelevant. I think it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with who was trying hard or not. It has to do with he hit the wall, concrete was there, he's out, they need to cover the walls, and they are, and so it was for the greater good.
Are you going to be coming out to
Yeah, I'm going to be in Tucson. It looks like I just got my plane ticket. I'll be hosting the Super Chevy show at Tucson Dragway on May 2nd. Barring anything to go crazy, so I will be out there for the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I'm going to have to find some place to watch the fight, and hopefully going around seeing some friends there, maybe I can run into you and Rudy as well.
Sounds great. Gio, excellent first Meerkat stream.
Oh,
last
thank
Friday,
you.
By the way.
Thank you very much. The beach stuff.
He's showing us with our shirts off. What is this guy doing, invading our privacy? It's crazy.
That was
he
awesome.
Saw me with my
All right, Lo.
It reminded me of my spring break days in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. There was water and everything.
Yes, ma'am. And the senoritas, too.
Oh, no. We had a good time. It was a good time. With sea urchins, we had everything. We had ladies, we had sea urchins, we had meerkat. It was great. All right, Lo, we're out.
All right, bub. You guys take care.
Later, because the poker guys are at the door. All right. Here's the deal. Wait.
Oh, okay. Go.
You can play it, I guess.
Go ahead.
No, no. This is going to take more than 1 second.
Well,
all
I
right.
I have
music
I can
by
Clearside.
I have come up with a way to give away the T-shirt. Here's the T-shirt. Not exactly this one because this is small. To the people on Meerkat, thank you very much. You guys live stream for like 2 hours watching this show. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to give you a chance to win a WFO Radio T-shirt now by guessing the number that I'm thinking in my head between 1 and 30. Go. Type it out. If somebody guesses it, I will narrow it down if they don't guess it. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the best thing I could come up with. Trivia? No, I know what the number is.
No, I understand.
I got the number in my head. And these people are going to type it in. And they're going to, and what they're probably saying is, oh, well, we can't type. We don't have the thing to type. But
oh.
If you guess the number, you want me to write
tweet
down
it
the,
to
I'm
you.
Going
to
write down the number. Yeah, tweet it at me.
Tweet it out. Well, sure, this is going to continue in the post race. I see it.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good number,
yeah.
too.
Oh, you're giving.
Hey, if anybody can pick it up off of that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I got my Twitter up. You can tweet at me.
Oh, I'm seeing, look, a couple of people have responded. It is not the number yet, but...
No, you have not got the number. No hints. No hints. Okay, number between 1 and 25. 1 and 25. You're not getting it. Keep going.
No, they're close. They're all over it.
They're... Keep going.
They're all over it.
Free T-shirt, WFO, to the WFO audience. Hopefully you love us and retweet and sign up for everything. And download on social media, and everybody doesn't win this shirt. We'll buy one. But in the meantime, a number between 1 and 20. 1 and 20. I'm thinking of the number. I have the number written down. What is the number the Meerkat audience is putting up? 2 and 17 and
the
3.
The great cheater. Oh, somebody
oh,
got
he
it.
Oh, he nailed
I
it.
See it.
It has been nailed. The number, Brian in Louisiana gets the number. The number is 14. Brian Louisiana gets the shirt. How funny how that works out. Brian in Louisiana, contact me with your information. You have won a WFO Radio T-shirt. The number was 14. Good job. Good guess. You win. Let me know your size. And that's going to do it. That was kind of fun. We did like a live giveaway. If you're listening on iHeartRadio and you made it this far, you must have liked it. So no apologies. Your Stitcher people, TuneIn people, RSS people, we love you all. Thank you for listening to our stuff. We're getting it all dialed in and worked out. It'll smooth out once we get this live technology worked out. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks to everybody.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.